It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help answer your questions about your projects you'd like to get done around your house. If you're working inside or out, if you're working on your kitchen, your bathroom, your basement, if there's a project that you have in mind to do, whether it's a home improvement, whether it's a repair, whether it's a decorating project, we would love to hear from you and we would love to help. You can reach out to us a few different ways. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. And the way that works is we will call you back the next time we produce a show and answer your question. At least we'll make an attempt. We usually make a couple of attempts to get back in touch with folks. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you can flush away quite a pile of cash upgrading your bathroom, but luckily you don't have to. We're going to feature four low-cost ways to spruce up your space for under $200 each.
All right, that's awesome. And also ahead, even the cleanest of homes can have mold, and we're not just talking about what you might find in your last week's leftovers, guys, but we're going to share the surprising places that mold can hide and what you should be doing when you find it.
And you know what? When you move into an apartment, you'll be expected to pay a damage security deposit. Now, getting it back may not be quite so easy. So we're going to tell you how to protect yourself from a landlord who might want to try to use your deposit unfairly.
All right, we've got a great show planned. So tell us, guys, what are you working on? Reach out. Let us know your project questions. We're going to give you some tips to help you get that project done once, get it done right. So this way, you don't have to do it again. Well, at least for a long time.
Well, that's right. And guess what? We may even give you some tools to help you get that job done because we've got a fantastic giveaway going out to one lucky listener, someone who reaches out to us with a home improvement question. And remember, I said you got to have a question, not just I want to win the tools, because guess what, guys? We've got a Hart 20-volt cordless four-tool combo kit to give away worth $178. Sweet. Hart tools are well-made. They're versatile. They're available exclusively at Walmart. And this one cordless four-tool set is available at Money Pit right now. So call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Carolyn, Delaware needs some help with some insulation recommendations. What's going on?
Hi. We built about 2 years ago a pole building that we are insulating one-third of, that we are making into living space for a shop.
Okay.
And the whole pole building was wrapped in double bubble, including the ceiling. So now that we're getting ready to enclose or encapsulate or enclose this area, it's 20 by 30 by 14. we need to know what type of insulation you would recommend over the double bubble.
Now, when you say double bubble, I'm not actually familiar with that term.
It is like bubble wrap.
Right.
And it's closed cell. So it's just a roll that it's a rolled product that they put out, like a bubble wrap.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen this. It's like a foil-based product. It's not going to have very much R value at all.
No,
so
it's obviously
not going to hold much heat in. I think your best option here for insulating that space is spray foam insulation. Spray foam insulation can seal all of the gaps that will be in that shell. You don't need as much of it in terms of thickness, and it does a very good job of not only insulating but sealing out the drafts. So I would highly recommend spray foam over a fiberglass bat insulation for this particular space.
Okay, and my husband's sitting here. You're on speakerphone. Would you recommend open or closed cell?
So closed cell is going to be better for moist locations. If you're concerned about moisture, you would use the closed cell. But open cell does a very good job as well. I actually have both in my house. In my crawl space, I have closed cell for the box joists, and then the walls and the roof drafters, I have open cell.
Okay, and then what would you do with the ceiling?
With the bubble wrap that's there?
There's a space between the ceiling and the roof. What would you recommend putting in that space?
So you have two options. If you want, you could insulate the underside of the roof rafters and consider that attic space to be part of the conditioned space, part of the heated space. I mean, not the heated space, but it would insulate there. Or you could put the spray foam insulation across the ceiling and make the attic completely unconditioned. If you make it a conditioned space, if you insulate underneath the roof rafters, you'll find that, if you need it for storage, it's not going to have the same kind of temperature extremes that you would have in an attic that was just more traditional, and it was just, whatever temperature was outside, whether it was 110 degrees in the summer, 10 degrees in the winter, that's the temperature that attic's going to be. So it's just kind of your personal preference. But wherever you decide to make that barrier, I'd make it with spray foam. I take a look at Isonene, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, Isonene insulation.
What would you recommend as far as the heating air conditioning system? We have two areas. We have the wide open space, and then we have a bathroom space that will be in that area.
Do you have gas? Natural gas available?
Yeah, we do. We have propane.
You have propane? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think propane is going to probably be your best option. I'd prefer, my order of preference on fuels would be natural gas, followed probably by oil, and then propane almost about the same. But, propane is probably okay with an efficient furnace. And then electric would be last. That would just cost you a boatload of money. But I think probably a propane gas furnace that's a high-efficiency furnace. In the open space, you're going to use a space heater that's like one of those big furnaces that hangs up sort of in the air and warms that whole space. In the bathroom, that smaller area, if that could be connected to the same heating system that's heating that room, is this bathroom separate from the living space you're talking about, or is it part of it? Because you're going to need heat throughout that whole living space, aren't you?
Right. We'll need heat throughout the whole living space. The bathroom will be closed off as a bathroom so that...
I think you're probably going to end up putting a furnace up in that attic. So you got some room up there for it, but put a gas furnace up there and you can use that for heating and air conditioning.
Okay. What do you think about the split units?
The split ductless units?
Uh-huh.
They run beautifully, though, but they'll be expensive.
I think you've answered our questions. Thank you
very
much.
All right, Jesse. Well, good luck to you and your husband with that project, and send us pictures when you're done.
I sure will. Thank you.
Wayne in Iowa is online with a septic issue. Tell us what's going on.
Well, when I take a bath, I have odor when I drain the tub. If I take a shower, I have no odor when I take a shower. Obviously, I don't plug the drain. But everything runs through down to one pipe, which goes out to a septic tank. I do know the line is good from the house to the septic tank because I had to dig that up before I ever did any of the plumbing in the house. I did not replumb the drain on the tub, but otherwise the house has new plumbing throughout.
So we don't think that it's in the drain line. For example, when you talk about sewer odors, the first thing you think of is a missing trap. But if the plumbing's been redone, it's not likely that that's the case, correct?
No, it has a trap, but it doesn't leak into the basement. but whenever I take a shower, it works fine. But if I take a tub bath and pull the plug on the drain, I get a sewer odor in the hallway outside the bathroom.
Because the other cause of those odors is something called biogas, is when you get a lot of bacteria that can form in a drain. And it may not even be the drain of the tub. It could be the drain of the sink. I presume there's a sink in that same bathroom. And sometimes even in the overflow channel of the sink, you get this bacterial buildup that can have just an awful odor to it. And the solution there is to thoroughly clean it with an oxygenated bleach so that you kill that bacteria. Flushing out the overflow channel, scrubbing the drain with like almost like a bottle brush to make sure that all that bacteria is eliminated. Biogas can be very, very pungent and unpleasant to live with, but relatively simple to get rid of once you get to the spot where it exists. Will you give that a shot?
Yes, sir. I most certainly shall.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. It's spring, you guys. What are you working on? What are you planning to work on? Or are you just enjoying the outdoors? I don't care what the temperature is where you are, but it's spring, so get outside. And better yet, get a project going and let us know what it is and how we can help you. You can reach us 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, you can flush away quite a bit of cash upgrading your bathroom, but you don't have to. We're going to feature four low-cost ways to spruce up your space for under $200 next. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deitch Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deitch Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deitch products for your DIY projects at DeitchCoatings.com or look up Deitch Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867.
877-387-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you need help with a reno, a repair, or a decor project? On the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Subscribe now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, when you listen to the Money Pit, you get the answers, of course, to your home improvement and your decor questions, but you also get a chance to win tools to get those projects done. And we've got an amazing set of tools that we're ready to give away today from Hart. We've got up for grabs the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo. Now, this is great. It includes the Hart drill driver, an impact driver, a reciprocating saw, an LED light, 2 20-volt batteries, a fast charger, and a 16-inch tool bag to keep it all in. And I love that the 2 batteries allows you to sort of keep one on charge, and then as you're working and that battery winds down, you've got another one ready to go, or you can have 2 tools going at the same time. I mean, it's really fantastic. The tools are super versatile and they're very well made, and they will definitely help you tackle your next DIY project.
They're available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. Now, we're giving the Hart 20-volt 4-tool combo away to one listener drawn at random that calls us with a home improvement question. My team in the studio has begged me to make sure we make this very clear that you must have a question, because they get pummeled with people that just want to win the prize.
And don't phrase, can I have the tools, as a question. Like,
yeah,
can I?
Yeah, that's not a question, right. We love it. You want to win, but we want you to participate as well. So if you've got a project in mind, this is your chance. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Kelly in South Dakota is on the line and wants some help removing wallpaper. What can we do for you?
I have some wallpaper that I want to remove, and I believe we primed the walls. This has been about 10 years ago. And when I pulled back on the edges of the wallpaper, it seems as though it's taking a bit of the drywall with it.
So what you want to do is you want to get a tool called a paper tiger, which it puts small holes in the surface of the paper, and it helps the wallpaper remover get behind it and loosen up the adhesive. Now, in terms of wallpaper removal, you can use fabric softener, which works well, or you could use a commercially available product like DIF, D-I-F. But putting those holes in there is important, because otherwise it doesn't saturate the paper. Now, if you do that and it still doesn't loosen up and pull off, then what you need to do is go out and rent a wallpaper steamer, and that will use warm, moist air to separate the paper from the wall. No matter how you do it, it is a lot of work. And once that wallpaper is off, you're going to need to reprime that wall with a good quality primer, so you have a nice surface upon which to put your final color of wall paint.
Okay. Do you need to sand that once you get it all done?
Well, if it's a little rough, just lightly sand it. You don't want to sand it too much, especially because you don't want to cut into the paper that's part of the drywall. But a little bit of light abrasion is not a bad thing. But the most important thing is a good quality priming paint applied to that wall surface, because you're going to have old sizing material and who knows what else stuck to that. And if you put the primer on, it will give you a good surface upon which to apply the paint. The paint will flow nicely, and it'll look better when it dries.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, you can flush away a pile of cash upgrading a bathroom, but luckily you don't have to. We've got four low-cost ways that you can spruce up your space for under $200. Now, first of all, you can paint those cabinets a new color. It's a super quick, cost-effective way to really make a big change. Now, to do so when you're painting any sort of cabinet structure, a vanity, whatever it is, you want to take the doors and the drawer fronts off. Paint those separately. Then all of the cabinet surfaces, you should wash them, sand them, prime them. You know, you want to get to a nice fresh surface that's going to really let that paint stick. Prime it and then paint it. And it's a really good weekend project, especially because the bathroom space is so super small. And if you get bored in a few years, you simply just paint it again and it's not a lot of money.
Next, you can rethink your mirror. You know, mirrors are often one expense that is not considered in the initial bathroom build. We often settle for like a frameless wall-mounted sort of builder's mirror, which does the job, but it's not very glamorous. So one thing that you could do is to consider adding off-the-shelf molded cornices or trim that you can combine in any number of ways. There's some really nice PVC molding out there that's basically peel and stick that looks just like wood when it's painted. And by simply adding a frame, you can create sort of an instant statement piece in your bathroom for as little as maybe $30.
Yeah, and that material is perfect for your bathroom space. Now, another thing, change up that bathroom lighting. I mean, when you think about it, you're in the bathroom. There's a lot of different things that you do in the space. You shave, you put on your makeup, you take relaxing baths. So you kind of need a variety of lighting, but you need that lighting to be able to be bright. So when you do those tasks that need the lighting, you've got the right light for it. Now, today's LEDs, there's so many different color temperatures. When you buy those bulbs, pay attention to what that is. Because too cool, you're going to look sick. Too warm, you're going to look scary. I mean, we don't want it so bright where you kind of really see what you look like when you're waking up in the morning. But we want it to look great, and we want you to feel good. So choose something with about a temperature of 3,000 or less, and you'll be very happy.
And finally, update those faucets while you're at it and make them water wise. If you change the faucets or shower heads, it's an easy way to add some bling to your bath. And if you choose WaterSense fixtures, that's the EPA's program for water efficiency. That means that those fixtures are going to use about 30% less water than a typical fixture. And you're not going to give up any performance you're used to, like having a strong shower to wake you up first thing in the morning. And there you go. Four fix-ups for your bath under $200 each.
Now we've got Terry in Nebraska on the line who's dealing with some woodpeckers. Tell us what's going on.
We have a small woodpecker. It's about the size of a sparrow. It's a dark gray or black with white speckles on its chest. And it actually pecks holes in the corners of my chimney on the 1x4s. And then the guy next door actually redid his chimney with stuff that's similar to stove. Stucco type stuff, and they actually peck holes in that stuff, and
right.
He fills them, and they peck more holes.
Well, look, there's a couple of things that you can do. One real easy thing to do is to try to dissuade them from landing on your chimney. You can temporarily, by the way, and this is what my suggestion is, only temporarily, hang tin pie plates on the chimney, because the silvery pie plates kind of drifting in the wind totally freak out woodpeckers. Another thing that you can do is you could take a hefty bag, and if you were to cut like a hefty bag, like a black hefty bag, and cut strips of plastic for the same thing,
oh,
in other words, have them
okay.
Sort of flopping in the breeze around the top of the chimney, that also is very intimidating to woodpeckers, and they will leave it alone. And if you do this maybe for a month or so, they might just forget about your house and go attack somebody else's.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on so we can give you a hand to get those projects done. We're available 24/7, so don't forget to reach out. We're standing by. Coming up, even in the cleanest of houses, mold can find sneaky places to hide, but not from us. We're going to share some tips on how to stop mold from taking hold in your home. Coming up. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn?
While time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
house better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by for your calls, your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Bonnie in California. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a condo that we've been rented for 12 years. And when our renters moved out, we were going to sell it. And we saw stains on the carpet, and we thought, well, we'll pull up the carpet, replace it, and just paint and clean up and put it up for sale.
Right.
Well, when we pulled the carpet back, the cement slab, it's a cement slab, single-level condo, 1,600, almost 1,700 square feet with a cement slab floor. And when we pulled back the carpet, we found that it was very damp, and there was that white, fuzzy kind of effervescence or whatever they call it that comes up from the cement. Lots of that. We tore up all the flooring and thought, well, we'll go ahead and hire a contractor and have it all fixed and put new stuff down, and it didn't dry out. It just was damp. But in any case, this problem is not getting solved. We don't know where to go from here. We want to figure out if there's some way to seal that floor that is going to keep it from, you know, ruining the carpet and wood again, and get it for sale, but fix it so that we can say it's fixed.
All right. Well, here's what I think is going on based on your description. If you've got that much of a water source that close to the concrete slab, concrete is very hydroscopic. I mean, it will really absorb water like crazy. And so if the ground outside is saturated, that is clearly drawing through the concrete into the interior. And that's why the floor has been so wet. My concern is that this could develop, if it hasn't already, into a mold problem.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news for the Condominium Association is that if they're responsible for the structure of this building, which would include the floor, this is their problem to fix, not your problem to fix. And if I was advising them, I would tell them to stop calling contractors to check leaking ponds and start calling professional engineers that can analyze the building and figure out exactly what's going on and prescribe the proper fix. They've got to think big here and not think small, because I think they have a lot of liability, because it's probably not you. You just happen to be the one that found it. But if your neighbors start pulling up carpet, they're going to probably find the same thing. All that you can do on the inside is really stopgap. I mean, you can clean up the efflorescence. You can put a masonry sealer on the floor. But the problem is that concrete's going to continue to get wet, continue to get damp, and eventually it's going to pull back into the unit. So I think that you need to have a very serious sit-down with that condominium association.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Good luck, Bonnie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, even the cleanest of homes can have mold, and I'm not just talking about the mold you find in the leftovers in the fridge that, you know, have been there far too long. Besides being unsightly, when you find mold in your house, it can actually cause some serious health problems. So what do you do when you find the mold, and is removal a do-it-yourself project? We're going to walk you through it.
Now, first, the extent and the type of mold you're dealing with is going to determine whether or not you can handle that mold cleanup yourself, or you need the assistance of a mold removal pro. For small cleanup jobs, which we define as 10 square feet or less, definitely a DIY project, as long as no one in the household is super sensitive to mold. But if the cleanup project is bigger than 10 square feet, it's time to turn to a pro to get it done.
Now, like hiring any pro out there, selecting a qualified mold removal pro is going to require that you qualify them very carefully, especially because your health is at stake here. So you want to ask for references from past clients, and you want to see information from professional training and certification organizations such as the American Indoor Air Quality Council and the Indoor Air Quality Association. You want to see that they are accredited. You also should check for insurance coverage for mold removal. Carefully review your insurance policy and ask your insurance agent. You need to be aware that mold remediation can be very expensive, and more insurance companies are instituting coverage limits or charging extra for mold riders. So you got to make sure that you're covered and that you're prepared for whatever expense you might have to pay out of pocket.
And finally, now that you've done all this work and maybe even paid for a mold pro, you want to make sure it doesn't come back. There was a reason that you grew mold in the first place, and it can grow within 24 to 48 hours whenever air and moisture, like from leaks or spills or even high relative humidity and condensation, and food sources, which, by the way, we're not talking about a hamburger here. We're talking about, like, drywall. The paper on drywall is a really great mold food, are present. So cleaning is going to help kill what's there, but it will likely reappear. So make sure you deal with the conditions that cause the mildew or the mold to grow in the first place so that all that effort wasn't for naught.
Jeffrey in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got cement board siding, and occasionally a crack appears. And I'm wondering, I've tried a couple different caulks. The last one was quad, and it just kind of swells and shrinks with the weather, and it shows after you paint it. Is there anything out there you could help me with to repair cracks in cement board siding?
What you want to use is a silicone caulk because it's the most permanent one. It's got good adhesion and expands and contracts. But you're correct that it is very difficult to paint. So what I would tell you to do is to use a colored caulk, to choose the caulk in the color of the siding. And this way you don't have to worry about painting it. And you can still have the qualities of expansion and contraction and adhesion, so it'll stay put once you apply it. I mean, cement board siding does not need to be painted nearly as often as wood siding. So if you get the right color and you get it applied properly, you know, this is something that can be with you for 10 years.
Okay.
The product is available in many different colors. I see it on the Home Depot website in gray and tan and white, of course. And there's also something called paintable silicone. It's a white silicone caulk, but it's paintable. It's made by GE. It's called GE Silicone 2. So you have a lot of options to choose from.
Yes, I'll check that out because what I've had so far hasn't really done what I've been able to be satisfied with.
Well, remember, the secret to a successful caulking project is to make sure the surface is clean and dry when you apply it, and make sure you give it plenty of time to set up. But, you know, I tell you, if it's done right, it's pretty indestructible stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, when you move into an apartment, you're probably going to see in that contract that you've got to pay a damage security deposit. Now, usually you can get that back if you're prepared. We're going to explain what that means next. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more.
Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know you love the Money Pit, and we are so thankful for that. But we think you might also enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find that at moneypit.com/podcast. Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure. Download the show today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And today we are giving away the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit. It includes the Hart drill driver, the impact driver, the reciprocating saw, an LED light, a couple of great 20-volt batteries, a fast charger, and a tool bag. And this battery system rocks because you could interchange them with all of the 20-volt Hart products. They're well-made, they're versatile, and the kit has everything you need to tackle your project. Now, if you want to get in on this, you got to call us with a question, and I do mean with a home improvement question, which is not, can I win the prize? But, you know, we want to hear what you're working on, and then we'll put your name in the Money Pit Hart hat. We might be sending that Hart 4-tool 20-volt cordless combo kit off to you. It's available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. And if you want to win it, you got to be in it. So call in with your home improvement question to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Judy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
Hi. I was asking about mildew and mold on brick. How do I get it off the easiest way? I mean, it's outside. How do I get it off the easiest way without damaging the mortar?
So there's a variety of products out there that can do that. And these cleaners essentially saturate the mold or the moss or the mildew, and then they break down the fibers, and then rain essentially washes it away. They're slow working. It's not like you're going to, you know, do it once and it'll be done. But it will get clean. So there's products like Spray and Forget or Wet and Forget. There's Concrobium. There's Zinsser has one. And, you know, all of those products are basically a mildicide that are designed to kill that material. I used them on a roof of a shed last year that was literally totally covered with moss. And I just happened to notice this past weekend, as we were out doing some work in the yard, that I could see all the shingles again as if it never existed. So it just basically melted it all away. So that's the way to do that. You can pressure wash some of that off, but if you do it, you just have to use a gentle pressure washer so that you don't destroy the surfaces underneath. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, when you move into an apartment, you're going to be expected to pay a damage security deposit. Now, when you move out, ethical landlords are going to give you that back if you haven't caused any damage to the apartment. But unfortunately, not every landlord is eager to turn over that deposit back to you. But if you take a couple of precautions before, during, or after your lease ends, you can maximize your chance of getting the entire security amount refunded.
Now, if you want to make sure you can get it back, the best offense is a good defense. So first, let's talk about a really important phrase, wear and tear. Check your lease to see if it contains a definition. You want to know exactly what that means. If it doesn't, ask your landlord to add an addendum so that everyone involved knows exactly what's considered damage and what constitutes normal wear and tear. For example, it can get kind of silly. Is a hole in the wall from a picture that was hung, you know, a tiny picture hanging hole, is that damage or is that just sort of normal wear and tear? In some cases, it's damage and they might charge you to patch that tiny hole and repaint the entire wall.
Now, next up, and this is important, your landlord should be providing you a form that you're going to fill out to detail the property's condition before you move in. And this is your chance to list any of those pre-existing scratches, dents, any other damage issues. You want to make sure to list anything that you feel could be charged to you after you move out. So I'm talking about pre-existing nail holes, cracks in bathroom tiles, if there's a stain on the carpet or on the vinyl flooring, if there's a crack in the window, if any of the window screens are torn. Make sure you take pictures of the damage. Really just document the entire place. Take photos of every spot of all the rooms so that you can really be like, I didn't do this. This was here. So you've got, you know, a leg to stand on to get your deposit back.
You know, it really all comes down to communication. It's a good idea to do a walkthrough of your unit with your landlord when you move in and also when you move out so that you can both agree on any deficiencies that you find, what needs to be fixed, what doesn't, and so on. If you do this, you will minimize the chance of having any hassles when it's time to move out.
All right, now we've got David in New Mexico who has bubbles in the toilet. What? What's going on?
The only time that when you flush it, you get a bubble in it that comes up.
Mm-hmm. Starving for air.
That's what it's doing, okay.
For whatever reason, you don't have enough ventilations. You don't have enough makeup air getting into that toilet. Because if you think about it, when you drop all that water in the drain pipe and it pushes down, it's got to be replaced by air somewhere. You've got to let air in sort of to the top of that so it doesn't gurgle and bubble. And you don't have enough ventilation. If the toilet's working well and it's flushing okay and you're not getting a lot of backups and that kind of thing, you know, it's just kind of an annoyance, but I wouldn't worry about it. If you start having problems with it not flushing correctly, then you might need to get a plumber in to add an additional vent to that waistline so that it does flow as it should. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you looking for a way to quiet the noise between the floors in your home? Well, we're going to have a solution that really works next.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post those questions at moneypit.com.
Joanne in New Jersey needs help with a basement project. Now, she writes, we recently decided to replace, you know, update the drop ceiling panels in our basement. There are lots of really cool new ceiling panel designs, and we're ready for an upgrade. However, we're also concerned about reducing noise between floors and wondered if you had any suggestions.
Boy, she's right about all the new ceiling panel designs. They're gorgeous. You know, we used to only have those acoustic ceiling tiles that were like 2 foot by 4 foot and plain white, nasty looking, even when they came straight out of the box. But now you can have all these beautiful ceiling panel designs. Some of them look like tin ceilings and other sort of fancy patterns. So that's definitely a good upgrade. Now, in terms of the noise, yeah, it is a good time to deal with this because you're going to take all those panels down. There is a type of product called mineral wool or rock wool insulation. In fact, the company is called Rock Wool Safe and Sound. And this type of insulation is stiffer than fiberglass. It's a little easier to cut. And it's specifically designed to not only insulate, but also reduce sound transmission. So if you were to use that, it comes in two sizes to go between floor joists that are either 16 inches on center or 24 on center, and you can position it up there. It cuts nicely around wires and other obstructions, and I think you'll find that it's going to be a lot quieter between those floors if you do something like that. And now's the time to do it, Joanne.
All right, good luck with that project and enjoy the new basement. Now, Jason writes, I need advice dealing with an old fireplace. Our house is a gas fireplace that is just a single pipe with holes. Do we need anything special to use it, or can I just light it?
Oh, no. Do not do that. Do not light that. If you just have a single pipe that's coming out with holes, that might be like what's called a gas starter, but I don't know. If it's a really old thing like that, I would not trust it. You know, today the gas logs for gas fireplaces, even the ones where you're converting a brick fireplace to a gas fireplace, it's kind of like a contained appliance. I mean, it's designed for the size of the hearth. If you have a really big, wide brick fireplace, it's going to be different than you have a small one. It's not just a pipe with holes in it. It's a gas valve. It's a lighting system. The ceramic logs themselves are sized so that they can help radiate more heat. So that's definitely the kind of appliance you want. You don't just want to light that pipe that you see sticking out in your wall. In fact, I would probably suggest it's a good idea if you have a qualified chimney sweep or better yet, a company locally that sells gas fireplaces, do an inspection to make sure what's there is not harmful, because you're going to have to make sure that the new appliance is properly connected, and that involves, you know, working with that gas line and making sure the valves are not leaking and all that. So it's a job, and it's not a hard job, but it's definitely one that you need to do to be very, very careful. And by the way, if you're going to use a gas fireplace, the vent, the damper, has to be open. It has to be open. In fact, there is a fitting you can put on those damper doors. It's kind of like, it looks like a C-clamp made out of thick metal that prevents somebody from closing it accidentally, because if you fire up that gas appliance and you've got your damper closed, you could force carbon monoxide to form in the entire house, which would be very, very dangerous. So make sure you know what you're doing before you use that. And why do you want to have a gas fireplace anyway? I mean, it's just not as nice as wood, right, Leslie?
I don't know. You know I upgraded to the gas fireplace, and I say upgrade because I can turn it on and off anytime and not deal with the hassle of actually lighting the fire. So I'm on board with this.
Well, there is that. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much, guys, for spending a good part of your day listening to us. We hope we've been helpful in giving you some ideas and inspiration to take on projects around your house. If you've got something in mind, something planned for now or the near future, don't hesitate to contact us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A new nationwide COVID-19 survey is involving some 12,000 college students at more than 20 universities.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says scientists are trying to answer the two most pressing questions for millions of Americans already fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Whether vaccinated people get infected asymptomatically, and if they do, do they transmit the infection to others?
Fauci says finding out the answer will help inform science-based decisions about mask use and about social distancing post-vaccination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrats upset over new voting procedures in Georgia are trying to turn the focus now into a fight to overhaul federal election laws. Party leaders say the law signed by Republican Governor Brian Kemp specifically aimed at suppressing black and Latino voters and is a threat to democracy. But Kemp fires back, accusing President Biden of attempting to destroy the sanctity and security of the ballot box. A USA Today editor has been fired for a tweet blaming a Boulder shooting on a white man.
Yvonne Javeri, who served as a race and inclusion editor, rushed to trumpet her judgment that a white man was responsible for the massacre at a grocery store that left 10 dead, tweeting that, quote, "It's always an angry white man, always," unquote. After police identified the suspect as a Syrian-born Colorado resident, critics accused Javeri and others who assumed the gunman was white of racism. Javeri deleted the tweet, which apparently was not enough to save her job. Many others tweeted out the same false accusation immediately after the shooting. Patrick Frost reporting.
Prosecutors in Seattle and San Francisco charging men with hate crimes in separate incidents. In Seattle, a man's been charged for screaming profanities and throwing things at cars. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, a 53-year-old man faces charges for punching an Asian-American man at a bus stop. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Volkswagen is going after two of its former executives.
Volkswagen is seeking damages for their role in the diesel emissions scandal that cost the German automaker billions of euros and a hefty dent to its reputation. VW said it wants damages from ex-chief executive Martin Winterkorn and Rupert Stadler, the former head of its Audi brand, on account of breaches of the duty of care under stock corporation law. The company didn't specify the amount of damages it would seek. VW reviewed millions of documents, conducted hundreds of interviews, and concluded that negligent breaches of duty had occurred by the two executives. Keith Peters reporting.
The 91st Major League Baseball All-Star Game, scheduled for July, could be removed from Atlanta after Georgia's Republican-controlled state house passed a voting overhaul on Thursday and was met with criticism by Democrats. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The outsized influence big tech has over so many aspects of our everyday life is becoming one of the biggest battlefronts in state legislators.
Scores of so-called tech-lash bills are being debated now in dozens of state houses. That's where lawmakers of both major parties are proposing rules related to antitrust, consumer privacy, taxes on digital ad sales, app store fees, and speech on social media. The state house debates are taking on greater importance because congressional action is stalled. Tech giants such as Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google are not content to play defense and are working to kill legislation or write their own more favorable bills. Bob Agner reporting.
Intel plans to build two factories in Arizona, outsourcing more of its production as a new CEO is looking to turn around the struggling chipmaker. The company says the Arizona expansion will cost them about $20 billion, but it will create 3,000 permanent jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on home improvements, decor, repair projects around your house, your home, your apartment, your condo, your yurt, your tent, whatever you live in, wherever you call home. If you've got questions to make it more comfortable, more energy efficient, want to save some money on a project, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. You can call us 24/7 at that number, 888-666-3974, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com, because that's what we do. We answer your questions. Coming up on today's show, over the winter, garages get kind of gross. I mean, between the stuff that never quite gets put away from last fall to all the drip from the salt and the dirt that comes off the cars, the floors can sometimes turn into be a real mess. So we're going to highlight some garage floor solutions you might want to consider for spring that are easy to clean.
And given that over the last year, we've all been eating out a lot less, the kitchen has become an even more important hub of our home, and that's really impacting the way that we refrigerate our food. So we're going to highlight new trends in these all-important appliances just ahead.
Hey, guys, if you are ready for a new look at home but don't have the funds to go all out, why not think about reupholstering your furniture? You can do it for a fraction of the cost of buying new, and you can change the entire look of your room. We're going to share what pieces work best and what fabrics can create a lasting new look with this DIY project.
And when you listen to the Money Pit, you get great advice. You get help with all your projects, but you also get a chance to win the tools to get the projects done. And today we're giving away the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit. It's a great prize.
Absolutely. It's worth $178, and Hart tools are durable, well-made, and available exclusively at Walmart. Now, that's going to go out to one listener drawn at random who calls in with a home improvement question. So make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
Kyle in Iowa needs some help installing some trim. Tell us what you're working on.
We just put in some new laminate wood floors a couple weeks ago, and we decided to rip out all the old, the construction trim that comes with the newer homes.
And baseboard molding?
Yeah, the baseboard molding, and we've decided to upgrade to, I think it's about a 5 1/4 inch tall, almost half inch thick baseboard to kind of upgrade the look around the house. And I'm just having a hard time. I'm using my buddy's miter saw, and it's not tall enough to do a vertical cut for my outside corners. And every time I lay it horizontally and try to, you know, tilt the miter saw to cut it, there's no real clamping mechanism on it to hold the boards in place, and every time I push the miter saw into it, it moves it just slight enough to where my angles for when I try to do a scarfing or an outside corner, it just kind of pushes my angles off on it just a little bit, and it's making the process harder.
Well, let me ask you this. When you're making your baseboard cuts for an inside corner, are you mitering it?
For the inside corner, I'm doing a cope.
Oh, good. Okay, that's what I was concerned about.
And the coping turns out to be easier than the outside corners for me. So
now, actually, when you do the outside corner, the only part of the miter that's got to be perfect is the top edge of that board. As long as you have a straight line, if you end up taking up a little bit too much wood on the inside of that cut, no one's ever going to see that. In fact, many times when I'm doing that type of a corner, I'll sometimes cope out the back of the miter cut, take an additional, a little bit extra meat out of that so that it kind of gets out of the way and I can pull it together really nicely, tightly at the corner. As long as I have a crisp line that pulls together on the corner, I'm happy with that. I understand you got challenges with your tools. I'm not going to be able to give you a solution because you don't have the right tools. What you really need is a compound miter saw that's sort of half miter saw, half radial arm saw, and that will give you the exact capabilities that you're looking for. But to do this by hand with a regular hand miter box is just going to be a challenge.
So it'd be easier maybe try to find someone to borrow a compound one from?
I think so. Yeah, you'll be very happy because it sounds like you've got the skills. If you know how to cope a joint, then you've got the skills. And for those that have no idea what we're talking about, when you put up baseboard molding or any kind of molding or even crown molding in a house, you don't cut a 45-degree angle much like you would for a picture frame. You actually put one piece in whole and square to the wall, and the other piece, you cut that 45 as if it was going to be a miter, but you take a coping saw and cut out the back of all of that wood except for that crisp line that's on the front of the angle of the miter. When you push that together, you get what appears to be a perfect mitered cut, but it's actually not. It's actually a butt joint, but it looks like a miter, and it's the best way to work with trim because it allows you to work with a house that's not quite straight because none of them are. And the other trick is I'd like to cut those boards just a little bit longer than what you need because then it puts additional pressure on the joint and brings it together nice and tightly. So I think you're on the right road. You just need to get some better tools to help you get there, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Kyle.
Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck, but I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy a clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain. I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar. You can get a redwood. You can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that. Okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope. Try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Perhaps you're just itching to get outside and take on a spring project. Well, whatever it is, we are standing by to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, over the winter, garages can get pretty gross. I mean, between all the stuff that doesn't get put away from last fall to the dirt that drips off your car, those floors can be a real mess. We're going to have solutions that are easy to clean after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coating Sealers, Floor Coatings, and Wall Finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love the Money Pit, why not share it with a friend? But better yet, share the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Now you can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast.
Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Give us a call so we can lend you a hand, but also give you these awesome tools. Up for grabs, the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit. Now, in the kit is the drill driver, an impact driver, a reciprocating saw, an LED light, two 20-volt batteries, a super fast charger, and a tool bag. And the best part about having two batteries is that you can either have two tools going at one time, or when that one tool is, you know, done working, just swap out the other battery that's ready to go. It really makes working on any level of a project just super fantastic. So it is a great prize pack up for grabs this hour.
It's available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. That four-tool combo kit is worth $178. Going out to one listener who calls us with a home improvement question. You got to have a question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Now I've got Andy in New Jersey on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I added on an addition, an enclosed porch to the back of my rancher. It's a 12x24 addition. And so first it was just a porch, and now we're enclosing it and trying to make it part of the house. So the question I had was about insulating the ceiling, because what it is, it has a gambrel roof on it, and it's come out of the house 14 feet to the back door, and it's 24 feet wide. And then there's an A-frame, okay, that goes on top. So I call it a gambrel roof. I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but so the insulation in the ceiling on the two sides, okay, it's like a vaulted ceiling, I guess you might say. The rafters are 2x8, okay. And then they drop into the eaves. So I'm not sure about the ventilation of the roof.
So that's what we call a cathedral ceiling.
Right, but it only comes up that far for about 8 feet.
Right, it's like a partial cathedral, so part of it's flat and part of it is a cathedral. Is that correct?
Yes, it comes up. Yeah, it comes up right along the rafters, the ceiling for about 8 feet, and then it cuts right across.
Okay, so let me give you some suggestions. So, first of all, unrelated to your question, you just mentioned that you built this addition on a porch. Does a porch have a proper foundation?
Well, no, I'm sorry. We built the whole porch, or as a porch.
Oh, it was all part of it. Okay, fine. Because a lot of times we see folks that take old porches and try to turn them into additions, and they don't have the right foundations. Because before we put money in this, we want to make sure you had a good foundation. Now, in terms of insulating the cathedral section, the way you do that is if you have a 2x8 cathedral roof rafter kind of span, you can only put 5.5 inches of insulation in that. You need to leave the balance of the space for ventilation, as you've mentioned. And you're going to need to make sure that you have ventilation at the peak, and also towards the bottom of that. Now, depending on how it's configured and how it intersects with the lower slope or the flatter section, you need to figure out a way for air to move above that insulation and get up underneath between the insulation and the rafter and out. Now, another way to do this is to not use fiberglass at all. What you could do is use spray foam insulation, isonene spray foam insulation. I did this in my house. And in fact, I just got an assessment of how well the home was insulated compared, or how energy efficient the home was compared to my neighborhood. And it went up to being in the top 19% of the neighborhood for insulation, which I thought was quite an accomplishment because my house was built 125 years ago. It's not like we started with a house that was, you know, was built in the year 2000. This is a 125-year-old house. It's in the top 20% of the most insulated homes in the area because I use isoprene spray foam insulation. And if you use the spray foam insulation, you don't need to ventilate. Basically, you're changing that area from an unconditioned space to a conditioned space. You can spray up right against the underside of the roof sheathing and encase the whole thing in foam, and it'll be far more insulated than you could ever get with the fiberglass. Because let's face it, you know, we'd like to see, you know, R30, R40 in terms of insulation ability, but all you get is R19 because you can only get 5.5 inches of insulation in there.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
Yep. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, over the winter, garages can get pretty gross, you know, between the stuff that never quite gets put away correctly from the fall to the dirt that's dripping off of your car, that floor can be a real mess. And because most are concrete, they're pretty tough to clean.
And that's why sprucing up your garage floor is a really great spring project. And there are a couple of ways to go, coatings or coverings in particular. Now, coatings include stains and floor paint and epoxy paint and sealants. They're generally easy to apply, and if they're well done, they can provide for a very attractive surface that's much easier to keep clean. We have used the Deich Coatings one, for example, because it's durable, it's beautiful, and it's really easy to apply.
Now, coverings are garage floor options that are much tougher than a coating, and they can be more expensive as well. Now, most garage floor coverings are either mats or they can be interlocking tiles. Both can be super easy to install, and the tile in particular looks very attractive. And the tile also tends to add a quarter inch or so of height to that floor, so you're going to lose a bit of space. So you want to make sure that, you know, you've got the clearance for it if you have any weird storage, but that added height really helps because whatever drips off the car is going to properly drain away and not puddle on the floor itself.
Yeah, my favorite part of a garage floor project like this is it also forces you to empty your entire garage and clean it at the same time. Hey, we've got a really popular post on the homepage of MoneyPit.com titled Garage Floors, Paint, Tile, or Mat, where we walk you through all of the details.
Karen in Arizona is on the line with an air conditioning question. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I was just curious which is a better choice between the Red and the Train. I need 4 units. I have to replace them all.
Yeah, it's a good question. I would look at a couple of things. First of all, they're both good brands. So I would look at the efficiency rating for all of the units. I would look at the warranties for the units. And I also would make sure that you choose your HVAC contractor carefully because a lot of the efficiencies in these systems relies heavily on the quality of the installation. So we do want to be very careful about who's installing it, make sure the ducts are all sealed and that kind of stuff. Because if not, you're going to have inefficiencies as you use the system as time goes on. But they're both great brands, so I think you can go wrong either way. Just make sure when you're comparing apples to apples that you make sure they each have the same efficiencies and warranties.
Well, you said something about ducts.
Yeah, the duct system feeds the air to the different rooms. You want to make sure those ducts are properly installed and that they're sealed because a lot of times where ducts are joined, especially in older homes, those intersections are not sealed properly, and a lot of air leaks out there. So the little things like that have a big impact on efficiency of the system.
Okay. And the other question is, I have a pet boarding business, and I'm trying to use some sort of air filter that will get will take up smells. Do you know if any are better than others? Because I put the Oric and another brand in the cat room, and I can still smell cats.
Yeah, I bet. That certainly would be the test of any HVAC, any filtration system. Well, look, the best filtration systems are really designed more for dust than for odor. However, I know that 3M has one that has a charcoal base to it that is far more efficient at taking odors out than just anything else out there. And so is this a forced air system that you would have for that area as well?
No, this is just, like, I had gone into one pet boarding place and I smelled the urine really bad. And I go, this isn't going to make it, this place, because of urine. And then they had four like, filters that were sitting on the wall. Just, they kind of looked like a mini Oric, you know? They were on the wall, hung on the wall, just like the size of maybe 1 foot by 1.5 feet.
a little rectangle, and they really took the smell out. I don't know which brand she used.
No, Karen, I think the issue that you're having in finding something that is going to work well for you is that, you know, we really want to make sure that we find you something that works from a commercial standpoint, something that's made for a business like yours, which has, you know, a lot of animal odors. And there's a company out there called Air Oasis, and that's their website, airoasis.com. And if you click on their commercial section, you'll find that they've got commercial air purifiers and air sanitizers that are carbon-based, and they will really reduce a lot of this odor and bacteria and viruses and VOCs. So I would check them out, and there might be something that would work well for you there.
All right, yeah, that'd be good. Might help for smokers, too. I don't smoke, but in case the audience is listening. So, okay, I will go to Air Oasis. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Karen. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call so we can give you a hand. Well, over the last year, we've all been eating out a lot less, and the kitchen has become an even more important hub of our home.
Well, that's right, and it's impacting the way we refrigerate food. So we're going to highlight new trends in these all-important appliances after this. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's Tip of the Day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, over the last year, life has been turned upside down, and adjusting to the new normal has magnified some of the shortcomings of existing home design, but it's also unearthed some new opportunities.
Yeah, and given that we're eating out far less, the kitchen has become a more important hub of the house, and one of the most significant changes has been in the area of food storage and preparation.
With us to talk about new trends in refrigeration that makes all that possible is Steve Kleber. Steve is the president of K&A, a PR and marketing firm that specializes in home and building products. He's also the immediate past president of the National Kitchen and Bath Association Center for Kitchen and Bath Education and Research, and one of our go-to experts for trends in the home design space. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Tom and Leslie.
So you did a recent article that I found fascinating. You called it Cool Refrigeration Trends for Healthier Living. And you talked about that the most successful kitchen appliances through time have always addressed a changing of lifestyles and a changing of society. And that's been the case, you point out, since the invention of the refrigerator, right? And I didn't know this story. So talk about that early refrigerator and what it was a reaction to.
Sure. The first fully electric refrigerator was introduced around 1913. That was just before World War I, and you might imagine we were having massive food shortages during that time. It wasn't until after the war, around 1918, which, by the way, was the same time as our last pandemic, that refrigerators would start to become mass-produced.
So fast forward 100 years to today, we're in a pandemic situation. Everybody has sort of reevaluated the needs of the house and their lifestyles to accommodate this changing situation. You know, we're definitely seeing some trends emerge like health and wellness, making sure you have the right supplies at home, fridge to table kind of thing, and like a vintage appeal, correct?
That's right. Fridges have definitely become the new cool. People are stocking up on groceries that'll last a week or more. And they want to make sure that they have appliances that are going to keep those fruits and vegetables fresh.
How is that changing refrigeration design, Steve? Are the sizes of the refrigerators changing? Is the internal layout shifting?
Not much is changing in terms of the size and layout because obviously the appliances need to fit into standard spaces in kitchen. So instead, technology is being brought in. There is a new French three-door refrigerator made by Beko that has brought out an active fresh blue light technology. It provides continuous photosynthesis. It actually emulates the light energy of the sun. so that it preserves nutrients and retains the natural flavors in your fruits and vegetables.
That's really interesting. Now, another aspect of healthy living, speaking of fruits and vegetables, is to be able to grow and enjoy those fresh veggies and herbs and spices at home. And that's not always possible. We saw a big surge in the gardens, home garden activity this past spring and summer when the pandemic hit. But those that were kind of left out would have been the urban gardeners. And now you say there's a new product that actually does that for urban gardeners, even if they can't get a plot of land?
That's right. You can embrace your inner gardener. There's a appliance called the Urban Cultivator Residential, and it's an all-in-one home garden appliance that allows homeowners to enjoy fresh herbs, microgreens, and vegetables year-round. The unit is pre-programmed to be able to regulate water, light, humidity, and it actually fits into the space of a typical dishwasher.
Wow. It's like a fully automated mini greenhouse.
It really is amazing, and it's funny when we talk about all these sort of modern advances, you know, to sort of help you with things that were so traditional. We're seeing such a surge for this feeling of nostalgia. You know, are you finding that manufacturers are bringing that sort of comforting feel to the appliance design as well?
That's right. When you talk about vintage, of course, my mind always comes to wine. And just like food preservation, people who collect vintage wine want to keep those stored properly as well, the right humidity so that the cork isn't dried out, and the right temperature and less vibration, filters for UV light, everything to keep that wine preserved, because after all, what's old is new again.
So, Steve, where do you see this all going? I mean, we saw some statistics that suggested that 90% of those that did home improvement projects during the pandemic are planning to continue projects even after vaccines are widely distributed. Do you think we're going to continue to see this level of innovation as we get further past what's been an incredibly difficult year for so many?
It has been a difficult year, of course, but it has been a great season for the home building industry. After all, people have been at home, and the house down the street has gone up in value, which is exactly the opposite of what happened during our last recession. So people are feeling good about their homes. They've spent money on Peloton and Wayfair to bring new products into the home. And the next thing that they want to do is to improve it, to make sure that the kitchen fits their lifestyle as the new hub of the home, and as well to take care of outdoor living.
Steve Kleber, the president of K&A, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you'd like to learn more about Steve's work, you can go to kleberandassociates.com. You can also visit Beko.com to learn about the refrigerator that Steve mentioned. That's B-E-K-O. Or for the gardening product, the Urban Cultivator, just go to urbancultivator.net/kitchen-cultivator. Steve, thanks again, and have a great day.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Leslie.
Coming up, are you ready for a redo of some of your furniture, but maybe you can't really afford the expense of the new furnishings? Well, reupholstering can definitely refresh those pieces, and it's totally a DIY project, and you can update them for a fraction of the cost of replacement.
In fact, that expense is far less than the average tax refund received by most Americans. We're going to walk you through in today's tax refund project presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart, next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we love that you listen to the Money Pit, so we know you love our show. Well, why not share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods?
Plus, you can call us with your home improvement questions 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways, especially when you pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement question, because one person that does is going to win the Hart 20-volt cordless four-tool combo. It includes the Hart drill driver, the impact driver, the reciprocating saw, LED light, two batteries, fast charger, and a tool bag, pretty much everything you need to take on dozens of remodeling projects around your house. The tools are well made, they're versatile, and the kit offers everything you need for your next project.
Hart tools are available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
That Hart 20-volt cordless four-tool combo is worth $178. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your question, your home improvement question, at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Joe in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a single-story house that's got hot water. I got a boiler with hot water heat baseboard. And about 8 years ago, I had central air conditioning installed.
Okay.
And they did all that. They run all the trunk lines up in the attic, put all my registers in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem happens during wintertime. I'm getting condensation on. You know, I'll go around and shut them registers off, but it's not 100% shut off on them registers, of course. And I'm getting condensation that's forming up in my trunk line, and I'm getting condensation dripping out of my registers, which I'm starting to get some water stains on my ceiling around my registers from this.
All right, so you have an energy problem. The problem is that those registers are so cold that when the warm, moist air from the house strikes them, it condenses. And so you need additional insulation in the space above that. You may need to insulate in or around those ducts. You may need to wrap those ducts with additional insulation. You need to keep those ducts warmer. And frankly, the bigger problem is one that you can't see. If it's that cold at your ceiling, you're probably losing a lot of heat through that ceiling. So I would get up in that attic space and take a look. You know, in your part of the country, having 15 or 20 inches of insulation is not unheard of, and it is certainly a good idea.
Well, basically, I know when they put it in there, they laid them trunk lines right on top. I got like 20 inches of blown fiberglass, and they laid them trunk lines. I need to peel that fiberglass back, bury them trunk lines, and insulate all around that real good.
I think that would make a lot of sense.
Sounds good, then.
All right, Joe, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, did you know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? Now, for DIYers, that means newfound money to take on projects that you might have been putting off. And today we've got some tips for a furniture do-over with new upholstery. If you're longing for a new look at home, but you don't have the funds to go all out, reupholstering the furniture you have can do the trick. For a fraction of the cost of buying new, you can change the entire look of your room.
Well, to help you take on this DIY project, we're going to share what pieces work best and what fabrics can create those lasting looks in today's tax refund project presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
All right, first of all, why upholstery? Well, it's actually a lot easier than it looks, and upholstery is one of those projects where you think it's far more challenging than it actually is. You get nervous, and then you chicken out. Do not chicken out. I repeat, do not. Here you go. You got to think of an upholstery project like wrapping a gift. It's that simple, and with the right tools and fabrics, if you make a mistake, you can remove and restart that area.
Now, to assure your success, let's talk about the best kinds of furniture to reupholster, especially if it's your first project. I mean, you don't want to start with a couch. That would be way advanced, but there are a lot easier beginner upholstery projects that you can use to build your DIY skill set. For example, my daughter is super handy. She just took a really old stool. It was covered with tons of paint, so she stripped it and refinished it, and then she upholstered the seat with a bright new fabric. It came out great. So, Leslie, you've done a lot of projects like this. What are some of your favorite simple shapes to do?
Yeah, and I think that's important. You nailed it right there. You have to start with simple shapes and simple forms because they are simply going to give you the least amount of difficulty. Now, you can easily recover a dining chair if it has a removable seat cushion. You can custom make a headboard, maybe an ottoman, you know, those little cube style seats or those seating storage cubes. You can custom make cork boards, benches. I mean, the list really goes on and on. If you can remove the cushion or get to the underside, it's really easy to do. You've got to just be able to see where that fabric is stapled to the frame, and you've got the green light to go for it.
Now, let's talk a bit about fabric. What is the best kind of fabric to work with? Are there some fabrics that you should stay away from?
Yeah, you know, it's important when you're picking the fabric, especially as a beginner to upholstery projects, because not all fabrics are created equal. You want to stay away from any fabric that's really stretchy or maybe has a directional grain, like velvet. People don't realize that when you brush velvet one way, it looks a certain tone, and when you brush it the other. So if you're not paying attention to how it's put on, it can look really tricky. Instead, you want to go for heavyweight cottons or a cotton-based fabric. They're going to stay where you want them, they're going to wear well, and they are easily cut and they accept staples well. And these are all key factors for an upholstery project. Also, try to stay away from a crazy pattern, anything that's going to require matching or cause issues if you don't pull it exactly the right way as you're stapling it. You don't want like a wonky pattern on the fabric because then you're going to feel, you know, sad about the project.
All right, now let's talk about some basic tools that you're going to need. So for any upholstery project, you need a few key ones. Hart Tools makes a great staple gun. That's a given. You're also going to need a super sharp scissor, but get one that's designed only for fabric. It cuts much better. Get also a fabric tape measure and a tool to remove staples and also a glue gun.
Yeah, and with that scissor, when you get a fabric scissor, truly only use it for fabric. Once you cut paper, it changes the way that scissor cuts. So make it a fabric scissor and keep it that way. And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun decor projects.
Yeah, and I was looking at harttools.com. They have plans for picture frames and centerpieces and even a modern wood chair upon which you can use your newfound skills to create some beautiful DIY cushions. Check it out at harttools.com.
You are tuned to The Money Pit. Let us know what you are planning on working on this spring season. Give us a call and we'll help you out. Still ahead, our favorite organizing hacks using kitchen items to store your supplies. Would you believe that a muffin tin can work as a jewelry organizer? That and more fun storage tips next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you have a home improvement question? Well, we just might have a home improvement answer. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ashley in Georgia needs a bathroom window covering solution, and she writes, "We enjoy your podcast, and we need some advice for a home we've just purchased. The bathroom has a wood window inside the tub shower area. The last owners would just hang a second shower curtain up with a retention pole, and this could work for us as we primarily use it as a bath for our young son who loves to splash, but we wanted to know if you had any suggestions to make the window more waterproof." Well, I mean, that's a tricky spot to have a wood-framed window and a wood window at all. I mean, short of replacing it with something that's vinyl, you can, you know, you really do need to protect it. So you want to make sure if you're putting any sort of blind or any sort of roller shade that it is a vinyl or a waterproof material. You can actually take a shower curtain and you could sew it to look like a more adorable drape, or you can fold it to make it look like a shade and sort of attach it to a ballast or attach it to the tension rod. Think of fun ways to make that very practical solution look better.
And you know what, Ashley? I mean, I know you're concerned about the fact that the wood is getting wet, but as long as that window dries, getting wet is not going to have a long-term impact. You want to make sure, however, that you have proper ventilation in that bathroom. A lot of times, especially with the older bathrooms, if they had a window, they didn't have a ventilation fan, and that's definitely something we would recommend. You could have it on a humidistat so it always stays on while there's humidity and moisture in the air, and it will go off as soon as all of that has cleared out, because if you can keep that humidity down, you're going to find it's a lot easier to clean that bathroom. You won't get nearly as much mold growth, especially in the grout of that tile wall.
All right. Good point, Tom. Ashley, good luck with that bathroom project. Enjoy the new house. And remember, let the little guy splash. It's all going to be fine.
Well, spring is a good season for closet cleaning, but if you've got a lot of accessories, it might be a little hard to find places to keep all that organized. The solution might be to repurpose some of your common household items. Leslie explains the options in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Now, these are really only going to work if you've got multiples or you're not using that kitchen tool that often. Because here we go, guys. A rolling pin, it really works fantastic for bracelet storage. I mean, I have collected so many weird bracelets over the years that I like and I wear on and off. So I put them on a rolling pin. It keeps them organized. I can get them on and off easily, and I can see everything I have. Now, shower rings, you can use those, put them on a hanger, and you can hang scarves, ties, belts, all kind of stuff on it, and that hangs right in your closet. And grab a muffin tin. You can even buy small ones at the store, and you can put little trinkets in there, pins, earrings. You can use them to store cufflinks, tie pins, sort your spare change. I mean, all these different things are suddenly going to make your drawers a lot nicer to look at, and you'll be able to find stuff. Now, those toilet paper rolls that you toss, those are a perfect way to keep your tights, stockings, whatever you use from getting snagged in your lingerie drawer. You just roll them up inside the tube, and then you label the outside of the tube. You can do this with socks so you're not mixing up a navy one and a black one, and you can just write on it, nude pantyhose, whatever, control tops, whatever. Whatever you got, this way you can easily find them. And finally, a corkboard works great. If you've got some cute decorative pushpins, it's a fun way to hang costume jewelry like necklaces. And this way you can easily find them. You can make sure you're having a quick time of finding the right accessory for the day. And it keeps things organized. And remember, if you haven't worn it in 6 months, donate it. Get rid of some of the stuff so you have room to enjoy what you have.
Great ideas. Coming up next time on the program, while new home baths have nearly doubled in size over the last 30 years, most older home bathrooms, well, they're only about 5x8. Now, ripping out the walls to increase space is an option, but it's not the only one. We're going to share ways to use that space to its fullest potential on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A federal appeals court has ruled a mother-son duo who faced charges in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol may be eligible for pretrial release, arguing they do not pose a continued danger to the public.
The appeals court for the Washington, D.C. Circuit ruled that Lisa Eisenhardt and her son, Eric Munchel, who face multiple charges including conspiracy and violent entry or disorderly conduct, had a chance to disrupt democracy that day, but could not have done so without the presence of the gathered rioters. Writing for the majority, Judge Robert Wilkins argued, because Munchel and Eisenhardt did not vandalize any property or commit violence and were not involved in planning or coordinating the activities, the presence of the group was critical to their ability to obstruct the vote or cause damage to the community. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers took a little field trip to the southern border this week.
For the Democrats, Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro was at a housing facility.
Even these facilities that have better conditions than the CBP processing centers are not the places for kids.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says this is a humanitarian crisis.
The smugglers, the
drug runners, they understand our laws and they know how to exploit them.
It's a growing challenge for the Biden administration. GOP lawmakers like Texas Senator Ted Cruz are seizing on the issue.
All of us today witnessed the Biden cages.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar talked about her father's decision when she was 8 years old to flee conflict.
He was making a decision for me to live.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Biden administration is not requiring FBI fingerprint background checks of caregivers at its rapidly expanding network of emergency sites to hold thousands of immigrant teenagers, and that alarms child welfare experts who say the waiver compromises safety. News and analysis at townhall.com.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. Amen. Watch Church People at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Use promo code MOVIE for additional savings.
China is flexing its air power over the island of Taiwan.
In its largest show of force so far, 20 Chinese military aircraft entered Taiwanese airspace on Friday and dramatically increased tensions between the two countries. Taiwanese officials say they warned the Chinese aircraft by radio. China claims the entire South China Sea is its own. China, which also claims Taiwan as its own territory, has stepped up military activities near the Democratic Island in recent months, a move Taiwan says jeopardizes regional stability. Keith Peters reporting.
Volkswagen is going after two of its former executives seeking damages for their role in the diesel emissions scandal that cost the German automaker billions of euros, as well as a hefty dent to its reputation. VW said it wants damages from its ex-chief executive and the former head of its Audi brand. The company didn't specify the amount of damages that it would seek. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Florida woman's pleaded guilty to mailing threatening letters containing white powder to elementary schools where she previously worked as a teacher.
66-year-old Maria Bossi Loro of Davenport faces up to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty. Loro sent threatening mailings to employees at four Central Florida elementary schools where she had previously worked as a teacher. All four contained a suspicious powder, and three included notes indicating that they were punishment. Tests later showed it was baking soda. Loro had effectively been fired for poor performance from each of the schools, and each victim who received a note had played a role in her performance, reviews, or terminations. Patrick Frost reporting.
Just 2 months after Rutgers University officials said students would not be required to get a COVID-19 shot in order to return to campus this fall, the school's done an about-face and now will require all students wishing to come back to any of its three campuses to show proof they've received their COVID shots. More at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family.
axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Has to be made. It is a moral imperative. It is a political imperative. This kind of investment is of the magnitude, the scope and scale that needs to be done.
Wow, Richard Blumenthal, he wants it and he's going for it. President Joe Biden meets with historians and has begun to massively transform America in his own left-wing image. He brings up images like LBJ and FDR, his New Deal. Biden feeling like he only has 2 years to get it done, and it will be a horror show. I'll explain, but I will not support.
Number two. We know that the suspect is in custody. He was injured. They have not released any details about who he was, but we did see footage of a white man.
In other words, CNN told you, we don't really know anything about what just happened. We do think a, quote, white man did it.
Amazing. That was Tucker Carlson, of course. Some disgusting formula, and it's the same one. Crazed gunman kills innocents, and Dems blame guns. And the new one, white people. The problem? The gunman's from Syria, born there, and nothing proposed in the Democratic gun reforms that were instantly put out would have stopped it, it seems. But we don't know the details. We'll lay out what we know.
Number one.
Border Patrol is trying their fastest and swiftest to process migrants as they enter unlawfully and get the proper documentation. When that happens, they're pulled away from the border, pulled away from patrol. It's just overwhelming us.
Not a crisis at the border, says the Washington Post. Does anyone agree with that? It's Trump's fault for the overwhelming surge. Please don't tell me you buy that. Now the latest, most illegals are turned around at the border. 83% get through. Why I believe the lying and denials lead to a catastrophe and it cannot stand. With me right now is Karl Rove. Karl, even President Obama was saying, you know, we saw that it was a catastrophe and then we wanted to see how it was going to be fixed. And now we saw with President Trump, he had no problem going in there. He didn't love the criticism, but it was just. And he had fixed it through the pandemic. Do they really believe they're going to continue to say no crisis, Trump's fault?
Yeah, I think they do, because I think if they repeat it long enough and say it long enough, that the American people are stupid enough to buy it. But look, President Trump was the second president in the modern era to end catch and release, and he did so just like the first one, George W. Bush did, by a lot of hard effort and ingenuity and by working with our neighbors to the south. And the signals that came out at the end of the election and after the election that, you know, come north and we're going to be far more expansive and welcoming of illegal immigration and legalization – sent the wrong message, and the coyotes and the cartels preyed upon it, and we're seeing what we're seeing, which is a disaster. And the failure to admit that it is a huge crisis, it does nothing to advance the administration's credibility, nor does it help throughout the region. If they said this is a crisis and we are not going to let this flood inundate our borders and flow into our country, then it would help stop the flow. But instead, they're doing things like, you know, letting people off without assigning them a court date.
Can you imagine?
And thereby disappearing in the American society. And that message gets back to Mexico and the Central American country and the rest of the world. Come, because the Americans are so overrun, they're letting you loose.
Here's the vice president talking on CBS about the border. Cut 40.
There are 500 children a day, and we don't have enough housing already who are crossing into the border. What do we do in the meantime to stop it?
Well, we do what we need to do to actually reconstruct the systems, Anthony, that are about processing these cases. And that is taking some time. Look, we've been in office less than 100 days. We're addressing it. We're dealing with it. But it's going to take some time. And are we frustrated? Are you frustrated? Yes, we are.
Really? It's going to take some time? Because you're letting everybody in and kids get to stay.
They broke the systems. They said, you know what, we're no longer going to hold people. We're going to let them loose. We're not going to take extraordinary measures to stop people in, at the border and return them across the border. We're going to be more welcoming of refugee claims, all of which chews up time and personnel and resources and makes it impossible to stop the flow. Who is she kidding? They've had 100 days, that's right, but in 100 days they broke the system. They didn't make the system. They aren't repairing the system. They broke the system within 100 days.
And here's how they're paying the price. They want to do immigration reform, and they're doing it piecemeal, which is a huge mistake. But they're doing a piecemeal, and they said, well, we want to find a way for 11 million living here illegally to have a pathway to citizenship. We know it's more like between 20 and 30 now. And they had some numbers on their side in January. But now it seems as though only 43% of voters overall believe that undocumented immigrants who are currently living in the U.S. should have a pathway to citizenship. That's down 14 points in the last 2 months. Democrats support the pathway, dropped from 72 to 57%, and the GOP dropped an additional 10%. Down, so they're losing the issue.
Yeah, and you know why? I think there's an important thing to be said here. And look, I'm a fan of passing things in an incremental fashion. We ought to deal with the issue of the Dreamers, the people who were brought here as children and know no other country except the United States of America. But the problem is that in the Dreamers law, they also put people with what are called TPS, temporary protective status, in essence, refugees. And guess what? They gave them a path to citizenship that means that those people can become citizens faster than the people who are standing legally and patiently in line to become through the regular process. And the same with dealing with the undocumented who live in our country. They said they could become citizens faster than people who came here legally and people who want to come here legally and are standing in line patiently. That's how aggressive they are in an open borders policy. I'm a strong proponent of comprehensive immigration reform. I support immigration, but you cannot have a system in which you say we're going to reward people who came here illegally with a pathway that is quicker and easier than people who are trying to come here in the legal fashion.
I'm doing incremental, too, but there's got to be small trade-offs. For example, if the Democrats want Dreamers, and we all agree that, you know, if you're 21 years old and you're brought here when you were one, and you're obviously doing well in society, and you don't have any violations. But in turn for that, can we get rid of the lottery? In turn for that, can we finish the wall? I mean, the border security was en route. Carl, for a guy like you who are in the nitty-gritty and dotting the I's and crossing the T's on this, here we are with a wall financed up to 600 miles, right? So if you go ahead...
642.
Yeah, so that's great. So you could say, listen, I'm in the middle of a pandemic. I want to get comprehensive immigration reform done. I'm going to finish the wall and the technology and the roads along with it. It's already been paid for, folks. You know, no malarkey. And then in turn, I need the Republicans at the table to do something on the Dreamers and fill in the blank. You don't even have to make great pains to say, I'm sorry, AOC, but this is paid for already. People would the general public would have understood.
Yeah. Well, they're raising the stakes in this drama because rather than taking the status quo, they're breaking the system. We're going to allow people who make refugee claims, we're going to make it easier for them to make their claims. We're going to take people who make refugee claims, we're going to let them out into society but without going through the process of setting a court date for them. Oh, we're going to send signals throughout the region that it's going to be easier for you to come into the United States. And oh, incidentally, while we're doing this, we want the Republicans in good faith to vote for any damn bill we send up. And look, I am, again, a strong proponent of Dreamers, but I think you put your finger on it. There's got to be something coupled with it, and that thing has to be border security. And I don't frankly think that the wall is enough because, look, the wall is doing a good job, and the previous president, President Trump, did a good job, 80 miles of new wall and reconstruction of almost 200 miles of the old wall. That's really good. But we also need other things along the border in a permanent, ongoing fashion in the way of procedures, resources, and policies that will help secure our borders. And just simply saying fulfill the promise of the wall is today for me insufficient.
So I pick up Axios today. I think it does a really good job. And they talk about how Joe Biden, the President of the United States, this is a mix of all your areas of expertise, government and history. He is meeting with Michael Beschloss, and I imagine John Meacham, and he's in the East Room. And he's talking about having a transformative presidency, and he believes he has the opportunity that FDR and LBJ have to do massive massive change in our society. And he loves the idea of doing so much more than Barack Obama. He has full party control for at least 2 years. He was open now to getting rid of the filibuster. He is not interested in talking to Republicans. And one of the things he's going to do is not have a $3 trillion infrastructure bill, $5 trillion. So I don't know if you had a chance to digest this. What's your take on somebody who's meeting with historians 50 days, 60 days in?
Well, I'm glad that they're meeting with historians, frankly, because it will give them some perspective. And it's going to – hopefully he will walk away with this with one realization. He doesn't have the stroke that either one of those two people did to make durable changes. That is to say, you're not LBJ with a gigantic majority, Democratic majority in the House and Senate, or Franklin Roosevelt with really the Republican Party wiped out in the Congress. You're dealing with a 50-50 Senate and a five-vote margin in the House. And things that are done in an environment like that that are too bold and too transformational can be undone and undone by the opposition. So, or stymied by the opposition. So I hope he takes away that lesson. But here, let's talk a second about the so-called infrastructure bill. He says he's going to pay for it, $3 trillion. That was what the initial proposal looked like, and that's sort of the size of his tax bill, which would be the fourth biggest tax increase in the history of the United States when you measure it by the size, its relationship to the size of GDP. The only four other tax bills that were bigger in that respect were the 1942 tax bill in the middle of World War II, the 1941 tax bill, which was as we were preparing to enter the global war, the 1968 LBJ tax bill at the height of the Vietnam War, and the 1951 tax bill, which was as we were involved in Korea. And guess what? If he does a $5 trillion infrastructure bill and pays for it with additional taxes, he will have the second largest tax increase as measured by its relationship to GDP in the history of the United States. Only bigger would be the one passed in 1942.
Here's what Mitch McConnell said about working with Joe Biden.
I haven't been invited to the White House. So far, this administration is not interested in doing anything on a bipartisan basis in the political center. They'd be more than happy to pick off a few of our members and do what they would like to do. But there's been no effort whatsoever by the president or the administration to do anything in the political center.
When was the last time you had a conversation with President Biden, even on the phone?
I don't believe I've spoken with him since he was sworn in. We had a couple of conversations before that.
How unique is that?
That's really, first of all, very unique, completely at odds with the rhetoric of President Biden, both in his inaugural.
We should throw that speech in the fire, by the way. It was all fiction.
Exactly. I mean, he didn't mean it. The speechwriters may have meant it, but he didn't mean it. And maybe the speechwriters didn't mean it either. But, you know, this administration is being run by a chief of staff who is a highly partisan individual, Ron Klain, and he's telling the Republicans, get lost. And there'll be a price to be paid for that because you can't keep – I mean, their majority is less than five, actually, because they've got a runoff in Louisiana and an open seat in Ohio. So they got a majority of three. And we just filled the Louisiana seat, so the Republicans are at 212. Then when they in early May, when they fill the sixth district seat of Texas, that you know the Republicans will be at 213 and the Democrats will be at 220, and they need 218 to pass bills. So this is stupid. This is wrong for our country, but it's also politically stupid. At least make the attempt. Make it look like you're trying to work with them, and then when and if they don't, you can blame them. But nobody is going to believe that this administration. If they ever make the claim, oh, well, we tried, but nobody on the Republican side worked with us. No. These people went out and said, we don't need to work with the elected Republicans because we've had a poll question that we probably had something to do with writing that tells us that Republicans like the idea of ice cream and cake for dessert. So that's what we're doing. And, you know, it's so duplicitous and so hypocritical and so, frankly, unexpected after those soaring words of Joe Biden's inaugural, where he said, this is in my very soul, my very fiber to unify our country. He's doing nothing but returning to the days of the Obama-Biden administration in early 2009, when they were telling the Republicans, drop dead, get lost.
Absolutely. At least they were transparent. You knew exactly where you stood. Carl, how do you feel about former President Trump continuing to speak out, kind of breaking tradition?
Well, you know, it's sort of odd because no president, maybe the closest was Herbert Hoover, but even he waited a few months. But, you know, look, he clearly, you know, he's got a right to speak out, and he feels passionately about the issues that he speaks out about. And it's seen in his statements. And look, he worked hard to get in place a secure border. And to see it wiped out with, you know, we're going to have the largest flow of refugees in 20 years. Well, it'll be bigger than 2019 when there were huge problems in Central America that were causing large groups of people to try and desperately make their way north to the United States. And we turned them back. And what happened is in the next year, the number of apprehensions at the border dropped by half because people stopped coming because we were tough. And in now we're going to go the biggest in over 20 years this year. We are already this month in March, we will pass the number of refugees that were apprehended in the entire previous fiscal year. In the biggest years, biggest months of the year, April and May for border crossings are still to come.
So, Carl, you're going to join me tonight at 7. You just gave me your A game. That means tonight I need your A-plus game. Are you ready for the challenge?
I am ready for the challenge because by the time that you have me on tonight, you'll have my column for tomorrow, which is damn good, I have to say.
All right. I can't wait. The exclusive.
All right.
Nice tease. Carl Rove, thanks.
Thank you.
When we come back, you, 1-866-408-7669.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their materials. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quick as we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet.
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A community in Texas that rallied around a 7-year-old makes today's Dean's List. Lemire Johnson's family found out he needed a heart transplant in the middle of the pandemic, so his elementary school decided to help raise funds to make sure the surgery was possible. Within days, donations across the country started to roll in to make sure he would be in line for a new heart when there was a match for him. Since he was 5 days old, Lemire has undergone numerous open heart surgeries for a heart defect. Mackenzie Corley at Johnston Elementary School has been leading the initiative and created a unique way to raise money for Lemire. She started selling paper hearts for $1 and called it Hearts for Lemire. The funds go directly into an account for him, which will essentially follow him for the rest of his life. Kansas City Chiefs player Antonio Hamilton heard about Hearts for Lemire and made a $30,000 donation. Lemire's family is blown away by the kindness and concern for their boy. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around.
But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Vivica A. Fox. Fox has many iconic performances on both television and the big screen. Now fans can watch several of her big hits for free on Fox's streaming service, Tubi, as part of its Black Cinema Collection.
When I look at my library, I go, wow, Vivica, you go, girl. But it makes me so proud. I have so many wonderful memories of working with all of the actors, but mainly, like, some of my classics are there.
The iconic action crime drama Set It Off celebrates its 25th anniversary this year.
Making that film with Jada and Queen Latifah and Kimberly Elise, directed by F. Gary Gray, that still to this day holds up 25 years later, that people look at it and it's just, it plays wonderful.
Also available is her Fox Soul talk show, Cocktails with Queens.
So we talk about all of, like, the latest celebrity gossip, hot topics. We get political. We also share our experiences of working with some of the people that we end up talking about. Sometimes it gets us in trouble and it gets a little messy.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You would think there'd be some kind of a mutiny within the union.
Yeah.
Among dedicated teachers who can, you know, they can read the literature, they can follow the science as it is reported. They must know, these teachers, how safe it is for them to be doing their jobs. But we haven't seen that yet.
Teachers unions saying the second biggest one in the country, we're not ready to go back, even though classes can go from 3 feet to 6 feet in terms of distances. They say, well, now we have to pick up some other areas, like make sure there's air purifiers in there in every single classroom. And we got to make sure that there's no gym and other things that are involved in the distancing in other areas. And they're just making up excuses and almost indicating that they want a pay raise before they'll accept anything. Roy, listening in Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia, WVGA. Hey, Roy.
Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Hey.
Want your opinion on something. I don't know if you're old enough to remember Reagan's firing the air traffic controllers, but I think that some of these big city mayors that are having problems with teachers' unions need to tell these teachers, you come back to work or I'm going to fire you. He may get some blowback from the lawyers and everything, but the mayor's constituents will love him for it because he's taking a stand.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he has that ability, but I'll tell you, the pressure on these unions to go back to school, because most of the people that are being really hurt, most of these unions control the inner city. Most of them are low-income kids. A lot of them don't even have broadband or Wi-Fi, and a lot of them don't have the Chromebooks because the financing on these school systems are not strong. And those parents are speaking up. I hope they start listening, because they're still talking about going back in September. September. My goodness, you should just clean house after that. Susan Lee next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
I just think they looked at the list of the companies that were most heavily shorted and decided to go for those.
It's so interesting that this all happened because of a Reddit forum. Also, it just shows the power of the internet nowadays. You know, it's interesting to look at both sides of the story, too. Obviously, the Redditors really benefited off of this, but the hedge funds, not so much.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. We'll be right back.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. It's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Stockpiling has become something of a national pastime during the coronavirus pandemic, but that behavior could cost you financially. Many Americans are overspending and tumbling into debt, according to LendingTree. And now consumers say they're spending double the amount they did during the pandemic spring wave. Financial experts advise shoppers to take a few steps to avoid overspending or getting into a financial hole. And you can start by making a budget. And the end of the year is the best time to start the process if you haven't already begun. And before you go out shopping for items, make sure you prepare a list as you head to the store. Don't get caught up buying items because they're scarce or other people are grabbing them off the shelves. Check what you already have on hand and stick to your list. Financial experts note that building or rebuilding your emergency fund shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of stockpiling. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
I just think they looked at the list of the companies that were most heavily shorted and decided to go for those.
It's so interesting that this all happened because of a Reddit forum. Also, it just shows the power of the internet nowadays. You know, it's interesting to look at both sides of the story, too. Obviously, the Redditors really benefited off of this, but the hedge funds, not so much.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around and showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The number of adults going back to college amid the pandemic decreased last year as many people faced hardships related to the outbreak. Before you attempt to get a degree, there are many costs you need to consider, like tuition. Before you decide to take out a loan that could take years to pay off, shop around for student loans or other options since interest rates are at historic lows. And textbooks can be costly on top of paying for a tablet or laptop and other software. Depending on the textbook publisher, subscription services now exist that cover the cost of course materials over a semester. And students with children can research the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services website under the Office of Child Care to find resources in their state. Many provide grants to students so they can afford child care while getting a degree. And work study or employer education programs can also help lower the financial burden of going back to school. And start the process by applying for scholarships, grants, and other financial aid. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I think a package that consists of investments in people, investments in infrastructure, will help to create good jobs in the American economy, and changes to this tax structure will help to pay for those programs.
Janet Yellen yesterday, the Treasury Secretary, talking about a change in tax structure, which is going to, I believe they're going to announce a corporate tax rate up from 21 to 28. They're also going to have all types of different reconstructure and different fees in order to make up what could be a $5 trillion infrastructure package. Joining us now to make sense of it all, at least she promised to, according to our producers, she never has let us down. Please make Susan Lee feel welcome from Fox Business. Susan, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, long time no see. You have to tell me what kind of coffee you drink, because I don't know how you do Fox and Friends in the morning and then you do Fox Prime Time at night. Whatever you're drinking, I want it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't let me do Fox and Friends in the morning. So I just come in and do the radio show. But I could do both. I don't think that would be an issue.
I think that's definitely in your wheelhouse, and I've seen you power on for 24 hours. Right. I just don't know where you get the energy from.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, first off, what about these tax increases? Right now, as it looks, if the rumors are correct, it'll be the fourth biggest, according to Karl Rove, in percentages of the dollar worth. The fourth biggest in American history.
Yeah, and the biggest tax reform and increase is 1993. So you're not going to like this, because they want to top the tax bracket. The highest tax bracket will go up to 39.6% for the high earners like yourself, and that'll go up from 37% right now. As you mentioned, the corporate tax is likely to go up to 28%, which is currently at roughly 21%, and the estate tax is going up to 45%. But, okay, let's be honest, Brian. No one really pays the estate tax, because all the billionaires and the multimillionaires, they hire these fantastic accountants that, of course, find those loopholes, right? But they say that over the next decade, if this happens, if capital gains also is taxed as income, that means they could raise $2 trillion in new revenue over the next 10 years. But that's to pay for the extra spending. As you mentioned, we're talking about, what, $4 billion if you want to include the tax cuts and the tax credits and the incentives that the White House and the administration want to throw in. That's a lot of money, given that the U.S. debt is sitting at, what, $28 trillion right now.
I know.
Which is 1.5 times the size of the U.S. economy.
I know. Why does the Treasury Secretary and now the chairman of the Fed say, I'm not worried about inflation? Could you explain to us why they wouldn't be worried about inflation if it doesn't seem as though the dollar is showing value?
Right. I'm always so impressed by your economic financial knowledge, Brian. So they're saying, so we have Jay Powell, who's the Federal Reserve governor, saying that inflation, which means higher prices, is only transitory right now, meaning that you'll see a spike initially, but over, say, 2 years or so, that won't be sustained. Meaning things will come back down. And the reason they're saying this, I think they're taking it from history, because remember back in 2008 during the financial crisis and TARP and $800 billion being spent back then, which was a lot of money back in 2008, 2009, and now we're talking about trillions of dollars here. But back then, we didn't see inflation really go up that much over the long haul, at least. In fact, we were concerned about deflationary pressures, and falling prices is not good for an economy, because that puts it at risk of a recession. So in their view, learning from history, they say spending doesn't really bump prices up for the long term, in their view, which, you know, not a lot of people on Wall Street are convinced by. If you look at what's happening with Treasury yields, you know, the 10-year Treasury yield, and stop me if I'm being too complex and this is too sophisticated. Bring me back down to talking at the, say, the layman's level.
Right.
But if when the yields go up, that indicates that people are expecting prices to go higher as well. And that's what Wall Street is anticipating, and that's why tech stocks have been selling off, because it makes their future earnings look less.
Gotcha. Now, in the infrastructure package, and a lot of it's come out in the Wall Street Journal already, what's going to be in it. You know, you got the roads and bridges, we get that. But they're also greening the economy. They're going to be a lot of incentives for electric cars and power stations.
Yeah.
What does that mean, knowing that we started this year as the number one or number two exporter of oil and oil producers? What does that mean? Are we just taking our eye off the ball on that?
Well, I would say, look, I mean, with the pipeline cancellation, you know, U.S. actually, I think the U.S. is the largest gas and oil exporter now, and they're going to account. America accounts for 50% of oil and gas energy growth over the next half a decade or so. So the fact that you're upgrading the electrical grid, I don't think it really necessarily has an impact when it comes to energy independence. I think the pipeline cancellations is probably a bigger deal, but they're looking to pour, what, $1 trillion into infrastructure, so ports, rails, bridges, but then another $400 billion in these green initiatives, and that does include more electric cars, and they want to also, I guess, support the 5G and the rural broadband, but that's a lot of money to be spending after $1.9 trillion that just went into the economy, and then $600 billion in December, and $2 trillion before that in March. I mean, we're playing with some real numbers here.
So Goldman Sachs comes out, and he hears about the tax increase, and I don't know if this is politics or reality.
Yeah.
They said, hey, listen, I'm not worried about the tax hike. It's a minor risk for stocks, but they do recommend a smaller increase from 21 to 25. Is this negotiating?
Yeah, well, look, I think in the past, again, they're I guess, looking at history, you don't get everything you want, especially not in a 50-50 split Senate. It's pretty tight. So they're anticipating, instead of going up to 28% for business taxes, you might be looking at 25%. And in their view, that's not going to hurt corporate America too much. They're expecting maybe profit to fall by 3%, which is negligible in their view. But it's not just Goldman Sachs. You know, J.P. Morgan also took a look at historical precedents. And in their view, when these taxes go up minimally, hopefully not up to the standards that the White House and Biden has proposed during the campaign trail, but if it goes up a little bit, it's not really that big of a burden for these companies. I mean, they'll find a way around it at some point. And by the way, they're already making so much money in this environment when Amazon and Apple are making $100 billion in sales, $100 billion in 3 months' time. I think they can afford to give back a little bit, don't you think?
How much? I agree. I would say that, but I would just want somebody to look at these companies. So in the 90s, we did not anticipate this type of growth, I don't think. So now, tomorrow is Big Tech Day. They're coming back down to this new Congress. At which time, for different reasons, people seem to be concerned about the size, and who isn't, of Facebook and Amazon and everybody else. And Twitter will be there.
Twitter will be there.
And the fact that things like Facebook was allowed to take Instagram, and a lot of them were allowed to eat their competitors in the past. Does Wall Street care about this, or do they just think this is a show hearing?
I think it's a show hearing if you judge it by where stocks are trading, because if they really thought that Facebook would have to be broken up and retroactively split up with Instagram and WhatsApp, that stock would plummet and it would crash, and it hasn't. In fact, we're trading close to these record levels above almost $300 a share for Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. So I think Wall Street says this is all show. I mean, to actually enact legislation, it seems like it's going to be a tough sell, again, especially in a 50-50 split Senate, right? Because you need both houses to agree on this. So, you know, if you look at how stocks are trading, Twitter, by the way, close to these record levels, they're saying this is just for show. We'll watch it, of course, but we don't think any of this is actually going to have any teeth.
Susan Lee is standing by. She might have to be pulled away at any moment because she handles the breaking business news. So she couldn't even, you couldn't even come up to the studio. I mean, that's how close you have to stay. This is unbelievable. Susan, a quick...
Heels. I wear heels.
Oh, okay. That's true. That could be another reason. The other thing that I'm just curious about is when you look at... People look at corporations and say, well, Amazon pays more. But when you raise a corporate rate, does small business pay a price?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You're
so
right.
That's the key.
Good point. Yes, but then they also probably say that they'll offset it with some tax credits and incentives as well. So, yes, you're right, because small business and medium and small-sized businesses, they power and employ 70% of the people in America. So, yeah, that would be a big deal. But I would suspect that the Biden administration, and it's not in the fine print just now, but I suspect that they'll be handing out some credits saying, well, the large corporations will definitely pay, but if you're smaller than that, we'll give you something back.
Susan, I also saw during the week that you spoke out about this crimes against Asians in America since the pandemic started. What would you like to share with our audience?
Oh, thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about this, because, you know, it means a lot to my community and the Asian American community. The events last week were really tough. I mean, if even within Fox, we have this employee Asian American community, and we're just all expressing concerns and sadness and concerns about our safety and just some of the xenophobic and racist rhetoric that we've encountered, unfortunately, over the past 12 months. And as I mentioned, you know, it's been a tough economy. I get that. It's been hard on everybody. It's been a horrific year for COVID. And rightly or wrongly, mostly wrongly, by the way, the finger has been pointed at China, which some people, I guess, think that it's the entire Asian community. And that's simply not true. I mean, we are all suffering and we're all here together. And Asian Americans want to be and contribute to America, to society and the economy.
So true. Have you noticed if with you personally, for people, you know, once you leave this building and people don't know who you are, have you noticed some angst towards you?
Absolutely. I hate to say it, and it's nothing new, to be honest. I don't want to gripe about the past, but did it ever happen to you? I'm sure it did, Brian. It probably happens to everybody, that when you're a kid on the playground, you got called names. But in my case, I was called racial names, which I think probably, you know, was a little traumatic and caused some scarring.
So how do you explain this, Susan? It's so obvious that it's misplaced. I mean, did China start the pandemic? There's no question. The Wuhan, it happened in the Wuhan lab. Just how it happened, we still don't know. But we have, for 50 years, we had a Cold War with Russia, right? Cold War.
Yeah.
Russia was our enemy. Yeah. I don't care who the president was. Russia was our enemy. And people in every State of the Union address, the Soviet Union, stopping the red wave, it was our enemy. But yet you didn't hear the Russian community targeted in America, who were clearly American. Like the Asian American community is American Asian, right? You're an American. Yeah. You're as much American as I am. So why do you think people, or is anybody listening, why do you think people are having trouble disseminating between someone from the Wuhan lab and China, and maybe them being the new Cold War foe, and an American who happens to be of Asian descent?
That's a great question. I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
I don't have an answer.
I hope.
I can't believe these.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm hoping it's not because we look different and, you know, we have a different culture, but I would hope that America appreciates diversity, inclusion, and differences, because that's kind of what makes this country great, isn't it?
Yes. No question. No question about it. That's why when this was started first coming up, I'm saying to myself, do people not understand the difference between red China and Americans? I don't understand what the problem was. I mean, if you want to protest outside the Chinese embassy, I think that's not misplaced.
Right.
So.
Right.
So I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it.
No, thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you for your support.
You got it, Susan. Always. Susan Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You got it. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out if it's true that you need to know more.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLUS.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed, those unexpected growths can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Southwest Airlines employee who found a beloved lost toy makes today's Dean's List. After landing at Dallas Love Field Airport, Hagen and his family were driving away in their rental car when they realized the boy's Buzz Lightyear was left behind back on the plane they traveled on. When the plane arrived in Little Rock, Arkansas, a ramp agent named Jason discovered the beloved toy around the seats. Jason found a name written on the bottom of Buzz's boot that said Hagen. He did some investigating and learned there was a Hagen who had traveled on the aircraft that day. A few days later, Hagen received a special surprise in the mail. Not only was Buzz back, but he arrived in a hand-decorated box complete with a letter describing Buzz's mission on Southwest Airlines. To infinity and beyond, we love this story. Thank you, Jason and Southwest Air. You made the Dean's List. You too, Buzz. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Help. Going through security at an airport can sometimes be a hassle. Getting there early, waiting in line, putting all of your things in those bins to be x-rayed. But should you be worried that those bins carrying your stuff are clean, since a steady stream of people put their belongings in the same bins? One of two new ultraviolet C-Light bin disinfecting units is being tested at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. The Transportation Security Administration will be assessing how it works at two of the airport's checkpoints, with hopes of providing safer experiences and trying to stop the spread of viruses and bacteria, including the coronavirus. The bins go on a conveyor belt system and are exposed directly to ultraviolet C lights. The TSA does not expect the assessments to impact passenger screening time or checkpoint efficiency. For more health news, go to foxnewshelp.com. House Call for Help, CJ Papa, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. It's become clear after an informal poll that we need to know more.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Well, it's become clear. Michael Waltz set a trend, and now other lawmakers are joining on, including GOP Senator Rick Scott, calling for the Olympic sponsors to demand the 2022 Olympic Games be moved out of China. We're still trying to play the Japanese Games in Tokyo. But that Rick Scott is urging these sponsors to do so. Scott of Florida wrote a letter exclusively obtained by Fox News to International Olympic Committee sponsors, including Airbnb, Alibaba, not likely to boycott, Bridgestone, Coca-Cola, and others. As a sponsor, you are uniquely positioned to join the fight to get rid of this, and because mainly for the Uyghurs and the way they just steamrolled what we saw in Hong Kong. This is gaining steam, guys. This is really not going to go away.
There's got to be a huge united front against China. Not talking about starting a war or anything, but just to let them know that they have to pay an economic price for what they unleashed on the world.
I know, but just moving the Olympics once the U.S. gets it or a NATO nation gets it, then the Chinese sit out and the Russians sit out. Next thing you know, the Olympics are busted. That's my worry. Next. Post office, going to change. They have a great idea. Let's charge more and deliver in greater distances of time. They'll make us want our mail more. I'm not kidding. The post office on Tuesday outlined a 10-year strategic plan that would slow current first-class delivery and raise prices. They said if they don't do this and stop flying their mail on planes, they're going to need a government bailout. What do you think? Worse service? More expensive? Is that the American formula?
I tell you, we do so many things. We don't need the post office anymore. You don't need to send as many things anymore. It's a tough business model to survive now.
Right. But even if we don't, I'd still lick stamps. Next, Prince Harry is taking on a new job. It's this. I didn't know this was an opening for this. Chief Impact Officer at BetterUp. What is BetterUp? Well, and why does Prince Harry need a job? Great questions. Evidently, BetterUp is a fast-growing coaching and mental health firm. The role is the latest foray into business for the Duke, who with his wife Meghan relinquished their roles as royalty. Quote, I intend to help create impact in people's lives. They also have a deal with Netflix. It's going to pay them $100 million over 5 years. They have no experience producing anything. She's an actress.
I'll tell you, I give him credit, though, for wanting, you know, taking a job like this. Because, like, say somebody like you, you cannot not be working. So if you won $50 million in a lottery,
right,
you'd still want to find something to do to be impactful, wouldn't you?
Right. What I would try to do, if I became royalty, I would immediately start relinquishing the crown. It's so boring, right? I'd hate to be royalty. Do I don't want to be bowed to.
As long as we don't have to bow in your prayer, well, we do anyway. So
right, yeah, so it's too late. Next. Did you notice the pandemic seems to be over and the booze boom also over? Alcohol sales dropped 1.9% ending the week of March 13th. But the good news is we're drinking in bars. That is the unofficial reason why alcohol sales has gone down. The declines in retail is wine and beer are still roughly 20% to 30% higher this month compared to March 2020. So we gradually ramped up to drinking too much. How great was it that every governor agreed we could not cut America off from alcohol?
I tell you, I am still using online services to order beer.
Really?
To have it delivered, yes.
One by one?
Yes. I'm in the mood for an IPA. You know what? I need an IPA delivered.
And you could also get your refund, too. Maybe you can redeem the bottle when you bring another bottle. Next, NASA. This is so cool. Eric, you got to weigh in on this. Previews the first Mars helicopter flight. Every step taken is uncharted territories. How amazing is this? No earlier than April 8th it'll happen. In a news conference Tuesday, members of the JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, explained that there are still a number of challenges ahead. But I saw the animation. This is going to happen, don't you think?
It is, yeah. And the cool thing is, attached to the helicopter is a piece of the wing covering that was originally on the Wright Brothers airplane.
That is so great. And good things. We got sound from Mars for the first time. We got vivid pictures from Mars. Now we're going to have an overhead shot from what seems to be like a mini drone. Next, Mike Tyson, another movie on him. It's executive produced by Jamie Foxx. And by the way, they're now changing it. It's going to be the biopic is finally moving forward. And it looks like it's more going to be a series now.
Well,
to spend the whole life
now.
Of Tyson's life.
Well, there's two. There's going to be this movie that Jamie Foxx and Martin Scorsese is doing. And then there's the Hulu series. And Tyson is not happy, apparently, with either one of them now.
And by the way, I think they're just about signed to fight in May, Holyfield, in another exhibition. So cool. Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As Myanmar's military celebrated the annual Armed Forces Day holiday with a parade in the country's capital, soldiers and police elsewhere reportedly killed dozens of people as they suppressed protests against last month's coup. Dr. Sasa, Myanmar's special envoy to the UN representing the disbanded parliament of the country, says the world has to act before it's too late.
There has to be coordinated, targeted sanctions from international community. And we are very grateful to the British people and the people of America.
The death toll was estimated at 93, spread over more than two dozen cities and towns. Dr. Sasa accusing the military of war crimes.
It's just the same military generals who have killed thousands of Rohingya people, thousands of ethnic people, and this cycle of aggressive and killing and shooting continue for the last 50 years.
Pentagon warning of continued cyber attacks on America. The U.S. has been targeted in several major crime cyber intrusions, including a breach by Russian hackers that exploited supply chains' vulnerabilities to access federal agencies and private companies. UN Security Council meets in the wake of ballistic missile launches by North Korea.
The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to renew the mandate for UN experts monitoring sanctions against North Korea. At an earlier meeting, a significant majority of the committee monitoring sanctions expressed concerns about the North's latest violations of resolutions. The UN activity came on the heels of the North's test firings of two ballistic missiles this week in violation of Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The test firings were the first by Pyongyang since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. I'm Mike Gracia.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Halbert, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Federal safety officials want tougher regulations for air tour operators as well as hot air balloon rides.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the Federal Aviation Administration should raise safety requirements for the passenger-carrying operations, which fall under less restrictive regulations than airlines and charters. Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt says people who step on board the tours have a right to trust that the flight will be operated as safely as possible. The FAA says it has a number of initiatives underway to improve the safety of tours.
Jeremy House with that report. On the talk shows, ABC's This Week welcomes White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield, along with Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan. NBC's Meet the Press has Senators Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Fox News Sunday will have White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, along with South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. More at townhall.com. Once again, the Washington Post has been forced to make a significant correction.
After initially claiming there was no migrant surge and failing to acknowledge the record number of unaccompanied minors crossing the border, the liberal newspaper is making an adjustment, sort of. The Post is now saying the migrant surge at the U.S. southern border is actually a predictable pattern or a predictable seasonal shift. The paper suggested there was no evidence Biden administration policies had contributed to the surge, although in the next sentence it acknowledged smugglers who claimed it would be easier to get into the country once former President Trump was out of office. Patrick Frost reporting.
The House of Representatives has a new sergeant-at-arms, Major General William Walker. The commanding general of the District of Columbia National Guard will now lead the House security measures as Congress is still dealing with the aftermath of the January 6th riot at the Capitol and figuring out how to keep lawmakers safe. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
The world, especially if you look at the email I get, a lot of them are from outside the country, and we thank you for that. At the bottom of the hour, Senator Marsha Blackburn will tell us about what's likely to happen when H.R. 1, this new revolutionary voting plan that came out of the House, which will federalize elections, comes to the Senate floor. And Jonathan Turley is standing by, almost ready to join us, so let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The investment has to be made. It is a moral imperative. It's a political imperative. This kind of investment is of the magnitude, the scope and scale that needs to be done.
Talking about $3 trillion investment, another infrastructure package that has everything in it. Some say it's going to be $5 trillion. He wants it, and he's going for it. Joe Biden meets with historians in the East Room and began to massively transform America in his own left-wing image. LBJ, Great Society, FDR, New Deal. Biden feels like he has 2 years to do it, and according to Axios, it would mean blowing up the filibuster, and he is okay with that. It would be a horror show. I'll explain, but never support.
Number two. We know that the suspect is in custody. He was injured. They have not released any details about who he was, but we did see footage of a white man.
In other words, CNN told you, we don't really know anything about what just happened. We do think a, quote, white man did it.
Right, by the images, which wasn't true. A disgusting formula. A crazed gunman kills innocents. And the Democrats blame the guns. And the new one, white people. The problem, the gunman's Syrian. And nothing proposed in the Dems' gun reform would have stopped it. Well, lay it out.
Number one.
Border Patrol is trying their fastest and swiftest to process migrants as they enter unlawfully and get the proper documentation. When that happens, they're pulled away from the border, pulled away from patrol. It's just overwhelming us.
There you go. Mayor Bruno Lozano, a Democrat, talking this about what's happening at their border city. Not a crisis at the border, said the Washington Post. Does anyone agree with that? It's Trump's fault for the overwhelming surge. Please don't tell me you buy that. Now the latest, most illegals are turned around at the border. 83% get through, according to Axios. Why I believe the lying and the denials of this catastrophe cannot stand. And joining us now is Jonathan Turley. Jonathan Turley's got a great introduction. It sounds like this. Law professor, George Washington University, Fox News contributor. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much.
Now we saw what happened when you look at the president, the previous president's policies, and blow them up. The Remain in Mexico, the measure, Proposition 42, that said if you're a minor, you have to leave right away. We're in a pandemic. The Remain in Mexico policy at 70,000 would-be immigrants, illegal immigrants as they enter our country, staying there. President Biden ended all that, and now they're flying around to Guatemala and Mexico meeting with officials to find out how to stop it. Does that make any sense to you?
Which,
Yeah, what's really odd to me is how ham-handed this has been. You know, there was a lot of ways they could have addressed this. You know, they could have said, well, yeah, people are coming because we're viewed as more pro-immigration and we're trying to catch up. You know, they could just admit that, say, yeah, it's a crisis and we're going to deal with the crisis. Instead, they're struggling to call it not a crisis. You have actual immigrants saying, yeah, we came here because of Joe Biden, or at least a major reason for it. And even the Mexican president saying that he believes that the increase was due to the appeal of the Biden administration. But what's really striking is that this is how they sort of blew this narrative from the very beginning. I mean, they're just not very good at this so far.
Right. I don't. For some reason, they told them it was going to be a crisis, but they wouldn't even entertain it. I feel bad for Jen Psaki. She's the only one speaking. So listen to this, and I don't know if you've seen this morning in Politico, but President Biden under fire for border wall cash freeze. It turns out the GAO is launching a review to determine whether the new president broke the law by freezing the money in violation of the budget rules designed to keep Congress in control of the cash flow. That, according to a watchdog agency, because money was put aside to build the wall. They paid for it already. So now we're going to either pay to destroy it or store it. What kind of merit does this case have?
Well, it could have. I haven't really delved that much into it because we don't know exactly what the Biden administration did. But there was an approval for wall construction, and obviously the earlier administration had redirected other funds to the wall. Now, it's probably true that the new administration can't stop some of that money, the discretionary funds, from being actually used. But some of that is hard money. Some of that's wired into legislation. And if he does that, then he's doing what the Democrats accused Trump of doing, right? He would be essentially circumventing the will of Congress.
So we have 23 or 26 attorney generals in this country combining forces to do what the Republicans did to Barack Obama, and that's sue him in places they thought he was acting unconstitutionally, as they did hundreds of times against President Trump. And you saw over 100 times by the California attorney general sue him because they didn't like his policies. One, the XL pipeline, they're suing to put that back in place. They're suing to continue drilling on federal land. Here's what Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt told me on Monday night about what they intend on doing. Cut 51.
This is never what the founders intended. The founders wanted three branches of government, the separation of powers, the system of federalism. This idea that these faceless bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. have their hands in everything, or that by executive order you can have the force and effect of law all the time, is antithetical to our system of government, and that's why we're standing up.
I mean, there's elements of, they believe, the $1.9 trillion they think are just flat out unconstitutional. And they also think H.R. 1, if they're to blow up the filibuster and that passes, they believe it's unconstitutional on its face because you can't federalize elections.
Well, that's a very interesting case to bring because there is a credible argument that this is intruding upon state authority. And also on the $1.9 trillion bill, it contains that really unique provision saying that states cannot increase their taxes for a number of years. The Supreme Court has recognized a doctrine called commandeering, where the court has said that you can't use conditional federal funding to essentially commandeer a state and make the state do what you want it to do. There's going to be a really massive challenge to that provision on state taxation. And I think that we've got a number of strong appeals on this and other issues that are coming forward. And by the way, some of those decisions could come down right before the 2022 election, or most certainly before the 2024 election. So the Biden administration could be looking at some serious blowback in the court.
So if you look at, remember the Remain in Mexico policy, they were suing to reverse that. Remember the whole Muslim ban, which is not accurately named. The Trump administration ultimately won that, but they lost a bunch along the way as they made its way up the court. And remember, they tried to get rid of the sanctuary cities, and these cities were able to retain that through the courts. So this constant battle is there, and it's the hope of Republicans, and I'm sure Democrats, that they have a pushback on the downside of executive orders. Right, Jonathan?
Well, I think that they could face the inverse of what happened with Trump. They could see losses in those lower courts. And I actually think they could see on a couple of these issues losses in the Supreme Court. And how that's going to affect their whole political narrative is going to be interesting. There's this interplay between law and politics. And it's hard to portray the previous administration as unhinged and unconstitutional if courts are coming down and hitting you with violations. The greatest irony is that early on in the Biden administration, a court ruled against it by trying to change the Trump immigration policy unilaterally. And ironically, the court used the very argument used against Trump and said, you didn't go through the process required. Well, when this was in the court, I said in interviews, you know, Democrats have got to be really careful here because this could be used against them if the next president is a Democrat. Well, it was, and the court ruled against Biden.
So you wrote today about what's going to happen tomorrow, and that is there's going to be a big, you know, the heads of social media empires are going to be coming to Capitol Hill. And I think both sides, to a degree, for maybe different reasons, are looking to rein in these behemoth companies. And I think Ro Khanna told me yesterday, he represents Silicon Valley, because we made a huge mistake in back really in the 90s, and let things like Instagram get eaten up by Facebook, and let these every time a competitor rose up, they're allowed to get bought by the bigger companies because no one really foresaw perhaps where social media was going. And maybe these lawmakers are the worst people at all because they're not tapped in to the leading edge of these tech companies. But you write today how Bernie Sanders actually comes out to defend Trump, and he always appreciates his principles. Maybe you don't agree with him. He's a socialist. But he said, quote, if you're asking me, do I feel particularly comfortable that then President of the United States could not express his views on Twitter? I don't feel comfortable about that. You don't know who they're going to ban next. It didn't bother people like Mazie Hirono, who wanted to make sure he never was let back. And Chris Coons pressed Dorsey to expand on categories of censoring material to prevent people from sharing any views that he considers climate denialism. So anybody who disagrees with him, he wants to make sure that doesn't get on. So these people are all over the place. But the guy who actually sees it clearest is Bernie Sanders. Do you believe there's legislation that could help this?
Well, there is. The problem is that you have this chorus of new censors in the Senate. The leading voice is probably Senator Blumenthal. He has been an unrelenting voice for censorship. He likes to call it robust content modification.
That's nuts.
Because he knows... Yeah, because most people don't want to hear censorship. But it is censorship. It's obviously being done at the behest of these leaders through these private companies. And what's interesting is the public doesn't like this. The courts don't like it, but it's unclear what can be legally done. And a lot of the judges have come out and, you know, spoken against this. But there's this disconnect. You have the leadership of the Democratic Party, which has converted that party into the party of censorship, to be an anti-free speech party. And I find that breathtaking. I come from a deeply democratic, liberal family in Chicago. I don't know when the party became an anti-free speech party. It used to be that was one of the core defining principles of the party. But now you've got people like Blumenthal, who in every hearing beat these big tech CEOs demanding more censorship.
Here's AOC, one of the future leaders or current leader of the Democratic Party, backing up what you're fearing, Jonathan, Cut 48.
So you won't take down lies or you will take down lies? I think it's just a pretty simple yes or no.
Congresswoman,
I'm not talking about spin. I'm talking about actual
disinformation. Yes, in most cases, in a democracy, okay. I believe that people should be able to see for themselves what politicians that they may or may not vote for
so
are
you
saying,
won't take them
their
down.
Character for themselves.
So you won't take, you may flag that it's wrong, but you won't take it down.
Congresswoman, it depends on the context that it shows up. Organic post ads, okay. The treatment is.
So take down lies, which he considers lies. Is saying climate change is real or not real, is that a lie?
Yeah, well,
racism exists, is that a lie? I don't know. I mean, this is tough for everybody.
Yeah, the list of what is called disinformation continues to expand. It started with threats and violence, and then and racism. Then it went to electoral fraud, then climate denial, then gender issues. And this is what happened in Europe, that the minute you started to criminalize or regulate speech, Every group demanded that politicians add their issue, their view, to that list of protected ideas.
It's tough. Now, even if there's regulation, so you come down and you regulate, and you could say, I'm going to sue Facebook. They had something on there that defamed me, okay? There's no protection. So then Facebook can get really protective. They can start banning things like crazy to protect themselves against lawsuits. And that could be
an overreaction. Well, you know, to me, the solution is clear. You go back, I call myself an internet originalist, because originally these companies, I'm talking about the social media company, said, we're just another version of the telephone company. We're creating platforms for people to each other. Yeah, and that's fine. You can go back and give them protection of immunity. But now they want to actually regulate speech, but they still want that immunity. So they want to have the protection of a telephone company, but they want to act more like a Starbucks. So if you want to be Starbucks, be Starbucks. If you want to be Verizon, be Verizon. But you can't get the immunity
exactly
and still enjoy the censorship.
See, you have to be in asking these questions. There's so many lawyers that are lawmakers, but they don't seem to be getting that point across. I find this very frustrating, and I find the CEOs filibuster a lot just to get through it and almost tolerate people that don't fully understand what they do. Jonathan, I would try to get you in there, but I don't have that type of power. For now, I could just enjoy the power of booking you, which is always great for our audience. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back with your calls, and then Senator Marsha Blackburn, Big Show, don't move.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their material. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Internationally known pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes is fighting the COVID virus with faith and facts.
It is rare that a household has not been touched in some way by the pandemic. Thankfully, help appears to be on the horizon.
The help are the vaccines that scientists say are 90% effective against the coronavirus. But there are myths and fears circulating in the African-American and faith communities that Bishop Jakes decided to take head-on. He hosted a one-hour conversation on YouTube with medical professionals, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor advisor to the president.
I didn't want to make the decision for people, but I did want to supply them with as much information as possible.
Jack says faith and science together can powerfully battle the pandemic. It's personal for this megachurch pastor.
Our funeral level has doubled. I have had 13 people to die in 10 days. So regardless of what anybody says or what anybody thinks, this is about saving lives. You can't save souls if you're not willing to save lives.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Stockpiling has become something of a national pastime during the coronavirus pandemic, but that behavior could cost you financially. Many Americans are overspending and tumbling into debt, according to LendingTree. And now consumers say they're spending double the amount they did during the pandemic spring wave. Financial experts advise shoppers to take a few steps to avoid overspending or getting into a financial hole. And you can start by making a budget. And the end of the year is the best time to start the process if you haven't already begun. And before you go out shopping for items, make sure you prepare a list as you head to the store. Don't get caught up buying items because they're scarce or other people are grabbing them off the shelves. Check what you already have on hand and stick to your list. Financial experts note that building or rebuilding your emergency fund shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of stockpiling. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. And I'll tell my baby and our financial coach and, of course, the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
Thank you.
That
yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Will you and the president be going down to the border anytime soon?
At some point, absolutely, we will go down to the border, and I've been down to the border. And our Secretary of the Homeland Security, Alex Mayorkas, has been down there twice. Senior administration officials have been down there. And, yes, we will go. But the reality also is that, in addition to the border, we also need to deal with the root causes.
Yes.
We need to deal with what's happening in the Northern Triangle and address it in a way that is about not only diplomacy but bringing our allies together, dealing with what we need to do around aid in a way that is about developing those countries so that we also deal with the cause of why people are coming into our country.
Why did it take 7-8 weeks to send anyone down there? There's a delegation going down to Mexico and Guatemala, I think today and tomorrow. It took why? How much more do you need to know? And you don't think we knew that? We're already writing $4 billion checks. You know what got Mexico's attention? When the President Trump went down there and said, we're going to start putting tariffs on you guys, and they're going to escalate until you get a hold of the border and you hold your southern border accountable. Instead of Obrador saying, yeah, I hate this Donald Trump. Can't wait. I hope he loses the election. I said, let's do business. And let's say, I need to remain in Mexico policy. Can you do that? And then our relations got fantastic with Mexico, but they blew all that up. And now they got to reconfigure it as if it's their idea to come up with a way to deal with those countries. As Tom Homan told me on television, it's mentioned on this show too, Joe Biden knows how to fix this. And what the attorney general should have said is, I used to be attorney general of a border state, and this is how I fixed it. But she didn't, because she never fixed it. Her idea was to let everybody in. So the other thing I want to talk to you about is Axios puts out this story today that Joe Biden wants to revamp the entire country in 2 years because he thinks he's going to lose the House and Senate. They sat down with a bunch of historians in the East Room And he loves the idea of people saying how much more he's doing, how much bigger he's going than Barack Obama. Unbelievable, right? A little bit of a rivalry there. Number two is he's saying that he wants to be FDR, do as transformational things as FDR did and as LBJ did with the Great Society. Is this unbelievable? And he's going to do it by being open to blowing up the filibuster. He's going to do it by passing a $4 to $5 trillion aid package. He's going to do it by greening the economy in his vision, his agenda, redistributing wealth, raising taxes. The problem is Republicans who are being ignored are not going to sit idly by. He's falling downstairs one minute. The ambassador to Russia is being called the next minute. You got a border catastrophe the other minute. And you got rockets coming from North Korea. A little bit of a distraction.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. First episode available March 29th. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums, and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Bonus Track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Imagine having a catalog of music that spans 45 years and being asked to pick a favorite and worst song. That's what AC/DC's Angus Young was asked to do in a new interview with Vulture. His number one pick after thinking about it was Riff Raff. Young says that's his guitar answer and says if it's for a whole song, it would have to be Thunderstruck. As for the most regrettable song, Young appeared to have an easier time singling out just one track, pointing to the band's lone ballad, Love Song. Young says he remembers thinking at the time, who in their right mind would want this to go out? The plan ultimately worked in AC/DC's favor. Once the record was placed in the hands of radio station DJs, they elected to play the B-side. Baby, don't go. The cover of Baby Please Don't Go. Young says they scored a hit, and that was the one saving grace of the song. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What we're seeing on the streets of New York and L.A. and Minneapolis and Houston and Chicago is not a reaction to a public lynching, though that's what happened. We're not just seeing the reaction to the 1,000 people a year, roughly, that get killed by law enforcement every year since Ferguson. What we're seeing is a past due notice for the unpaid debts owed to black people for 400 years.
Today is July 4th.
For me, it was really important to show up and not only bear witness to history, but help in defining and shaping it.
Today, we are reminded of a delayed promise by this America. Independence, freedom, and justice for all. But are we all free?
No.
Are we all free?
No.
Welcome back, everybody. So that is a cut from Boiling Point. It's a BET documentary, How Racist We Are as a Country, of the George Floyd protest. And you would think that if you listen to almost every media outlet and pick up almost every major newspaper. But the facts get in the way of this. While we're not a perfect society, we have made unbelievable progress, and never before have there been more opportunity for more genders, for gender equity, as well as racial equity. That is according to the study of Wilford Riley, which I thoroughly agree with. He's an associate professor of political science at Kentucky State University and the author of books Taboo, The 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and Hate Crime Hoax. Professor Riley, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show, Brian.
So, Professor, I'm reading your Commentary Magazine column, and you talk about how, really, America really not that racist, and the progress we made, really, from 1865 to today is phenomenal. What makes you think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, the facts, basically. But the column is an overall analysis. I mean, so the first page looks at residual but real racism that does exist in society. I personally think this is mostly class, but your resume is a bit more likely to be rejected if it has a black name on it, so on. And I talk – I'm a former business exec, so I talk about actual solutions to that. If you think this causes racism, let's replace the names with numbers. Let's encourage people to use initials. But then I go into sort of the reality of group relations in America today, where I point out that in response to that racism I described, we've had pro-minority affirmative action for the last 55 years. I mean, the Philadelphia plan dates to 1967, 53 years. You know, there's a huge minority business sector, and no one seems to have ever looked at how whites do when they apply to black-owned or Asian-owned businesses. And in the actual context of that, I pulled up the Britannica and Wikipedia lists of the wealthiest groups in the country, and I was surprised to see that 8 out of the top 10 are, quote-unquote, groups of color. You've got Indian Americans, I believe Nigerian Americans, you know, Japanese Americans, so on down the line. So I make this point that no society is ever perfect. I mean, if you read the Bible or the Old Text, you'll find lines like, the poor will be ever with us, clashes will be ever with us. But we seem to be doing pretty well, and that's definitely not the panicked image you get from a lot of mainstream media showing videos of people clashing in the streets with weapons and so on. That's not reality for almost anyone in the country.
You're right. Our country legally banned segregation in 1954, virtually all discrimination formally illegal in 1964, and has practiced pro-minority affirmative action since 1967. And since that time, we've making more and more progress. What happened? Why don't we have why is that not the perception for most of America?
Because there are people that have a vested institutional interest in making that not the perception. I really don't think that's paranoid. It's just sort of a business case reality. I mean, those great groups that did a ton of good in the 1960s, if you're talking about, you know, the SPLC, ACLU, so on and so on, are still here. And the question is, if there's very little real ethnic conflict, at least at the level of violence, at least at the level of big money, is there a reason to write these groups a check? And the answer to some extent is no. So what we've seen, I think, is the redefinition of terms like racism. Racism used to mean, and still does mean to me and almost everyone else in the real world, disliking members of another race. But when someone like Ibram Kendi, the sociologist, or Robin DiAngelo, name dropping some of the academics here, says racism, what they mean is any system that produces outcomes that are at all disproportionate. So if blacks do worse than whites and Hispanics do worse than blacks on the SAT, the test must somehow be racist, even if no one can figure out how. And I mean, I frankly just think that's nonsense. By that standard, you know, the NBA and the NFL would be the most racist institutions in society. You know, mostly black, everyone else is white, there are no women at all. I don't think that stands up.
So when you saw the George Floyd protest, first off, your reaction to George Floyd and what happened as the jury gets set and the trial begins to start?
I mean, I think what happened to George Floyd was a tragedy. The very least, you know, a man died. In the worst case scenario, a man was murdered. I have a lot of friends in law enforcement. I teach in political science and criminal justice, and they'll try to argue, you know, that neck hold is still the technique used in some non-updated police training manuals. My response to that would be, I do some sparring on the side. If your technique for restraint is holding a guy down for 8 minutes, you need to change that. So that is a tragedy. The question with George Floyd is what it represents, right? And the presentation of this, MSNBC, CNN, so on, has been, this is just another example of our white supremacist society lynching a black man, you know, an all-white team of officers had their knee on America's neck. The reality is that either two or three of the four officers involved with Mr. Floyd's death were men of color, Thaos of Hmong descent. Kung is, I think, Korean and black. Not sure about white. And Chauvin is Caucasian of French descent. There's no evidence race really played any sort of role here. Mr. Floyd was relevant or not, fairly intoxicated. And it turns out that this is extraordinarily rare. If you go to www.killedbypolice.net, any site like this, the total number of unarmed people like Mr. Floyd, not armed criminals, unarmed, fairly innocent people, killed by the police in a typical year is between 9 and 15. And generally about two-thirds of those are white. So the idea that this is a problem that's sweeping the country, that again is something that's being said for gain by members of kind of one political side. That's not really true.
Well, how do you feel about reparations? One of the main things they talked about yesterday was reparations, and that lit up the phones. And I have people from all walks have different opinions on this, and you know it's beginning in Chicago, where they're going to pay people, a small group of people who have ancestors that date back from, I think, 1909 to 1925, who were discriminated when it comes to housing, which they feel, based on their color, skin color, up to $20,000 to fix what they have now or to get a new home. And they say this is just the beginning. There's so many other cities and states that are moving in that direction. How would you feel about that, Professor Wilford Riley?
Obviously, I myself am a right-leaning businessman, but I actually have a more nuanced perspective on this than you might think. I mean, the U.S. government has paid reparative payments in the past to Japanese Americans. So the real problem here is that no one in America has ever been a slave. I mean, we haven't slavery itself. What you really be paying reparations for ended in 1865 when the integrated Union Army conquered the South, burned every building over three stories to the ground. So, I mean, the moral argument there is a bit iffy, but I think the bigger problem would be the logical arguments. So in terms of reparations, you know, one point here you could summarize as kind of who gets. For example, I'm half black, the other half Irish and Native. Would I receive reparations? You know, who pays? Do the descendants of those heroic Union soldiers who are 89% white, do they pay reparations? Do individuals who came here from slavery in Sicily or Russia, do they pay reparations? And the next question is who's next? I mean, only a fool would forget that Native Americans, Irish Americans, women have organizations as well that would next make this demand. My final sentence here is kind of, I don't think you can have reparations and what we have. So as you mentioned, we've had affirmative action for 50-plus years. We've had reparative programs in place. I personally would rather get $50,000 to invest once than have affirmative action go on for the next 60 years. But you can't have both. And I think the next step, which could actually lead to racial tensions or even racial violence, would be people demanding both, saying, well, reparations was a good first step. And I think that would be a disastrous step for the country.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. Barack Obama, evidently, his mom's side descendant were held slaves. Obviously, does Barack Obama write a check? I don't know how that works. Professor Riley, I was also struck by a couple other things. Do you remember that the college scandal with all these rich actor families who are pretending their kids were in sports so they got fake scholarships and admission to schools? And
yeah.
So I was shocked, too, that I saw a lot of black students come up and say, you know what, now you know how we feel. Because a lot of people look at us on campus and they say, you're only here because you're a minority. Because that's how – this is their words, not mine. And people look at us sideways saying, well, you're only here because they've got a certain amount of minorities that have to go to Harvard, have to go to Yale, have to be admitted to Princeton. And now when you see a celebrity walking on campus, they get the same looks that a lot of blacks feel, right or wrong. You know, how did you get in? Because you're a celebrity? Because your mom paid off somebody? And they say, well, now you know what it's like for us. Because I was valedictorian. When people look at me like I got a special dispensation because of the color of my skin or because of my heritage. And I was shocked by that. Because, you know, I never thought about it for people that earn their way onto these campuses. They're not looked at that way because of the affirmative action said or unsaid with these schools.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is one of the side effects of affirmative action. So just, Brian, as I suspect you in your personal life, I mean, I'm not a bigot, hater, racist, but it is important that we talk honestly about this stuff. Affirmative action isn't some illusion. Affirmative action is extraordinarily real. I mean, if you are a government institution or government contractor, you might correct this a bit, but you can be sued if your workforce, staff, even student body doesn't meet proportional representation guidelines. So virtually every institution in the country is trying to bring in a student body. We see this even in the historically black colleges, which is my sector, but trying to bring in a student body that is, you don't want to say diverse enough that you don't get sued, but it pretty much looks like America. And I mean, right now that would be what, 13% black, 17% Hispanic. And the simple reality is that for a lot of reasons, including past racism and quote unquote hood culture, those groups trail whites on the SAT by 100 to 150 points. And then you have to bring in the other elephant in the room, which is that Asians, Jewish Americans, several other groups smoke whites and blacks by more than 200 points. So to actually get this representation, this UN-looking campus, what you're doing is taking a guy from group A, let's say Latinos, who might have an SAT or a board score of 400 points below a guy from group B, let's say Asians or Jewish Americans. So that actually is the cause. It's not racism or something magical in the air of a lot of these scoring and grading disparities that we see on the campus. So it is, yes, it's unfortunate. I was in this position to some extent. But if you're a black student that got the marks, got the grades, played the sports and got in, yeah, people might look negatively at you. I think a bigger issue is simply colleges admitting a bunch of people that didn't earn their way into college. And I'll stand up and say it's not just the minority kids here. If you look at the percentage of people that are wealthy white legacies, that are athletes in sports like lacrosse, not necessarily men's football, that are, you know, in-state admits, what you just mentioned, rich people who bought the school, the quadrangle. I mean, that's probably, plus affirmative action is probably the biggest group. I mean, that's probably 70% of the students on most Ivy League campuses. So a lot of people would say, get rid of all of that and let people, you know, run for the brass ring and let the best people get into school. And I agree with that.
Yeah, it's just fascinating. These are the conversations I want to have. As opposed to wrecking my city because something that happened 225 years ago or because I'm white thinking that I have bias and racists, that gets people on the defensive. Then they say, I was going to engage in that conversation, but I can't win. I'm done. But we need to – this is the conversation I thought we were going to have a year ago with the George Floyd stuff. But we never got there. It was apologize. I want to share with you what Kamala Harris said this morning about what happened in Atlanta, Cut 42.
I think we have to be clear that we have a history in America that we need to deal with, a history that included the Chinese Exclusion Act as a law, that we interned Japanese Americans who also fought for the liberties of Americans in war, and we have this rise in hate crimes. When I was Attorney General of California, I publish a hate crime report every year. It's not new, but it has grown, and it must be confronted and dealt with.
What she said was fact, but is that showing itself now?
No. I mean, so there's – first of all, I will say the attorney general of every major state releases a hate crime report every year, every couple of years. I hate it when politicians and even business people do that, where you list, you know, hickory smoked bacon. You list perfectly ordinary things as some kind of significant accomplishment. But getting to the actual point – obviously, some racism exists, just as affirmative action exists to limit whites, but no serious black intellectual denies racism exists. But saying a common form of false argument is saying racism exists, so X problem in the black community, like fatherlessness, has to be due to racism. And the immediate response is when you look at those strong black men clashing with their Caucasian countrymen in the 1940s, they all took care of their kids. The illegitimacy rate was 8%. So the connection doesn't fit there. I mean, cancer also exists, but if you see a body with a bullet hole in the kid, you don't necessarily assume, not to be crude, they died from cancer. So in this case, sure, we've had anti-Asian racism in the past, but if you look at this, but Asians are the most successful group in the country first, and if you look at this wave of recent crimes, I mean, there's 65-70% African-American. This shooter in Atlanta, I mean, obviously was a Caucasian guy, but there's fairly little evidence that he was motivated by hatred of Asians. I mean, he seems to have had some deep-seated sexual problems, frankly. I mean, he described himself as a sex addict. He'd gone to therapy. He was a Christian, and he was dealing with these sort of what he viewed as flawed urges, and he was going to these massage parlors pretty often in Atlanta. They provide sex licitly or illicitly. Everyone knows that. So, I mean, you've got a complex case here where the guy needs to go to jail or be executed. What happened to these women is terrible, but race doesn't seem to be a primary motive. You have to unpack each story and talk about it as adults.
Thank
also,
you.
Also, final comment.
And for Fresh but yet they wanted to immediately say, look, shot Asian massage parlors, targeting Asians, so therefore, America, you suck. Right? I mean, why jump to that conclusion when, by the way, the police officer was trying to say that was not their conclusion? What you just said is what the investigation revealed. Final thought?
I think that they say that all the time because when you only have a hammer, all problems look like nails. There are a bunch of people dedicated to sort of professional criticism of the country. We should listen to everything they say with that in mind.
Wow. I learned a lot. Your commentary is fantastic. It's not absolute. It takes a conversation. Professor Wilfred Riley, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And the title is The Good News, They Won't Tell You About Race in America. It's in Commentary Magazine. Brian Kilmeade.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet.
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. I want to get to some calls. I only have a few minutes, so I want to get to Harold, who's on WPTF in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. Harold, you just heard that last interview. What do you think?
I'm a black man. I was born in 1955, and I was raised by my grandmother and my mother. My grandmother, at the age of 6, picked cotton 16 hours a day, 6 days a week in Timminsville, South Carolina. Not once did she died when she was 94. Not once did that woman ever complain about America. Not one peep out of her about racism or America. And she saw it all.
Go ahead.
Fast forward today, and you got black people complaining about America is racist? Really?
Well, everybody is.
This is the country in the world. This is the greatest country in the world. You can do whatever you want in this country if you put your mind to it.
And Professor Wilfred Riley at Kentucky State wrote about that. Just take some time. Read his commentary comments. He has facts. He doesn't have feelings. He has facts. There's bias and racism, everything. You know, the person down the block is a soccer player. You're a soccer player. You see eye to eye with them. But we don't walk around as a racist country. We have done more to drop down barriers. And by continuing to see yourself as a victim, we're all going to lose. Harold, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the perspective. Keep it here. Go to BrianKilmeadShow.com. You can listen to the show anytime, anywhere. You can get the podcast on BrianKilmeade.com. Get any of my books, including Sam Houston, The Alamo Avengers. Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their materials. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
The Federal building on 5th is going to be your main target. You have half of the building collapsed all the way from the roof down.
Very frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.